93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
Today is Tuesday. It is May 15th. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, Pennsylvania's primary election polls open this morning at 7 a.m. and will close at 8 p.m.
It's always such an exciting day.
I didn't even know. Democratic Governor Tom Wolf is running for a second term and is uncontested on the Republican ballot for the nomination to challenge him in November. In November's election are three people. Scott Wagner, a state senator from York County who has made millions in a waste hauling industry. Paul Mango, a former healthcare systems consultant. And Laura Ellsworth, a commercial litigation attorney and former chairwoman of the Greater Pittsburgh Chamber of Commerce.
I got to admit, leading up to all this, I was seeing the signs around town like Mango. And I'm like, is that character popular again?
From Saturday Night Live?
Is that, is like church lady?
If only we had a politician that was that character.
That flamboyant.
Oh, my God. That'd be awesome.
Both Mango and Ellsworth are first-time candidates from suburban Pittsburgh. Wagner is the party's endorsed candidate. Lieutenant Governor Mike Stack is fighting for another term in office after a first term in which he had a chilly relationship with Democratic Governor Tom Wolf. Wolf last year ordered an investigation into the treatment of state employees, including state police troopers, by Stack and his wife, and stripped Stack of state police protection. Stack later said his wife entered a residential treatment facility for a mental health issue. Stack, a former Philadelphia state senator, has four Democratic challengers, and there are four Republicans also running in the primary.
Whenever something is mentioned and we spotlight on it for a moment, Casey usually does a search in this piece of equipment we have called a Vox Pro, and it has a lot of audio files in it.
Yeah.
And so Casey typed in Mango.
Yeah.
And both of us are looking at this and we're going, I don't know what this
what
is.
All right, let's do it.
It says Mango Missing You, and it's a minute 45 long. So let's just try
all
this.
Right.
Let's see what it is. Here we go.
Oh, it's the music he comes into.
Oh.
Mango's
That's
theme.
His theme?
One of
okay.
his themes, okay. yeah. Mango is a very, if you don't know, is a very sort of flamboyant Latin character.
Yeah.
Appeared to be bisexual.
Yeah.
And Chris Kattan played him on SNL.
Right.
So he would seduce both men and women, and they would, that music would play when they were having dreams about him. And,
okay.
Yeah.
And I miss you. That's
Mango's theme, and then Hungry Like the Wolf should be Wolf's theme.
Yeah. That'd be perfect.
Perfect.
I love it.
And wait, do we need to do all the campaign management here?
What are they running for? This is a governor?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. Just because I got to vote, so I got
sure.
to figure out who I'm going to vote
well,
for.
Well, an educated voter.
An informed voter right there.
I have to. Let me learn about the candidates.
Well, there's a dude named Laser, so we could, you know, play Laser sound effects.
Pew, 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 pew,
pew, pew.
And it didn't occur to them to use that Focus Like a Laser thing in their 1400 ads.
Well, wait, Marissa, weren't you hanging out with Laser like a couple of nights ago?
Were you?
I was. I was at a political event for him, so I figured I'd keep my mouth shut on this one. But yes, yeah. Very nice guy.
You know a guy named Laser Wang who sent you bizarre sexual videos, Casey.
Is he running?
But he spells it with an S. No.
Oh.
No, but his Instagram handle is Real Laser Wang. Yeah.
But okay. there could be a duo, Laser slash Wang, running for running for some office.
Laser Wang.
Laser Wang. For a new man.
Democratic U.S. Senator Bob Casey is running for a third six-year term in office, and the son of the late former governor is uncontested in the primary. The White House said Monday that Melania Trump was hospitalized after undergoing a procedure to treat a benign kidney condition. The First Lady spokeswoman, Stephanie Grisham, said the procedure was successful and there were no complications. Grisham said that Mrs. Trump is at the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center just outside Washington and will likely remain there for the rest of the week. The White House did not offer any additional details on her condition. Mrs. Trump, who has been gradually raising her profile as First Lady, recently hosted her first state dinner and launched a public awareness campaign to help children. With the president watching in the Rose Garden, Mrs. Trump last week unveiled the Be Best campaign, which she said will focus on childhood well-being, social media use, and opioid abuse. The First Lady, who is 48 years old, lived full-time in New York during the administration's opening months so that the couple's son, Barron, now 12, would not have to change schools mid-year. She and Barron moved into the White House last June, and since then, the First First Lady has been raising her public profile. Mrs. Trump joined her husband last month to host the Prime Minister of Japan for a two-day summit at the Trump's Florida estate, and the Trumps hosted the President of France at the White House on a three-day state visit, including a lavish state dinner. Mrs. Trump also represented the administration at the April funeral of former First Lady Barbara Bush. The man who ambushed and repeatedly shot a Philadelphia police officer in the name of Islamic State Group learned his fate in court on Monday morning. Edward Archer was sentenced to 48 and a half to 97 years in prison.
Good.
He was convicted of attempted murder earlier this year. Archer also was found guilty of aggravated assault and other charges stemming from the January 2016 shooting of Officer Jesse Hartnett in his patrol car. Archer, who is 33 years old, will be close to 80 when he's even remotely eligible for parole. Hartnett, who returned fire, spent 2 weeks in the hospital. He had a broken arm and suffered nerve damage.
So we both met Officer Hartnett.
Yeah, and you know what?
Right after it had happened.
Yeah, and when I saw this description, I think of his injuries, it doesn't quite explain it. I mean,
no, he was shot at point blank range.
And his arm was, I mean, like almost destroyed.
Yeah, yeah. It was amazing. The footage of this guy, and then the guy sort of waved the Officer Hartnett over like he was in distress. And then when he slowed down, he went running up and just at point blank range shot into the car.
Oh, yeah, you can see him.
And then Hartnett gets out and.
Yes.
Chases after him.
Yes. So when questioned by police, Archer repeatedly pledged his allegiance to the Islamic State and said that he acted out of religious inspiration. But authorities have said that there's no indication that Archer had coordinated the attack with a terrorist organization. He also was never charged with a terrorism-related offense. Archer did not make any formal statements during sentencing and has stopped communicating with his lawyers. His attorney recounted that his family noticed a change in his behavior a year or two before the incident, and there is a history of schizophrenia that runs in his family. During the trial, jurors watched a surveillance video that shows a person in an all-white gown unloading a handgun into the driver's side of the squad car. The shooter flees and is then followed on foot by the wounded Hartnett, and an Archer was arrested a few blocks away.
Yeah, by the way, when you hear the non-life-threatening injuries or, you know, serious but stable condition and stuff like that, you think, okay, good, this person's going to be okay.
Yeah.
But a lot of times he's like nerve damage and
no,
stuff like that.
No, you're exactly right.
It's life-changing injuries.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But you never hear about that,
no.
Unfortunately, because there's other news going on. You don't always follow up on exactly what happened to people.
I mean, he had this contraption on his arm that was like there were metal pieces going into his arm. And yeah, it was. Has he returned to the force? Do you know?
I don't know. I know that he proposed. Remember that he proposed
his girlfriend.
Pitcher's mound, I believe it.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so that was cool. But yeah, he seems to be doing fine. I don't know about that status, Kathy.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's do sports this morning.
Ball sacks are yummy.
The Phillies were off last night, but they returned to action in Baltimore to face the Orioles tonight at 7:05. Kevin Durant scored 37 points as the Golden State Warriors beat the Houston Rockets 119-106 in Game 1 of the NBA Western Conference Finals. The Celtics will host the Cavaliers in Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight at 8:30. The Vegas Golden Knights beat Winnipeg 3-1 to tie the NHL Western Conference Series at one game apiece. The Capitals will look to take a three-game lead in the Eastern Conference Finals when they host the Lightning tonight at 8 o'clock, and the Eagles are still the Super Bowl champs.
Yay!
And that's what I have for you this morning.
All right, thank you very much, Kath. So, a lot of stuff on the agenda today, so let's get right into Coolest Teacher. I think we need to do this now. It was our first one of 2018, and we randomly drew Father Judge High School in Philadelphia. And we got loads and loads of texts. Thank you to the school for posting it on social media and letting their student body know that they should participate in this. And we now have a winner. This year's coolest teacher. You had a drum roll, please?
Oh, everything, yeah. Yes.
This year's coolest teacher at Father Judge High School is Mr. Dave Smith.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Mr. Smith is the winner, and he is going to get some goodies. We have some great prizes that we are going to give him. He gets, first of all, this whole thing is presented by Rita's Water Ice, so we are going to give him a $25 Rita's Water Ice gift card and the coveted Preston and Steve Coolest Teacher of the Year coffee mug.
New version, right?
It is a new version. It's the same design, but it's got the same design on it, but it's a different style of mug,
yes,
which we all like. And also, we're going to give him a $50 cash card.
Nice.
And some free turkey bacon from Godshall's, the real wood-smoked turkey bacon. So, we're going to set him up. And by the way, I do know a little bit about him. He is the assistant dean. He's a science teacher and the golf coach. And he is an alumni from the year 1999.
So, he's teaching at the school he went to.
Class of
99. That's kind of cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So, congratulations to Mr. Dave Smith. If you go to Father Judge, you know Dave, make sure you let him know. And we wouldn't mind hearing from him if he has a chance to give us a call before class this morning. That means we need to draw a new school from the jar. So who's up next?
It's Casey. Marzen. No, are you going to go clockwise? You sure?
Oh, we go clockwise? Or
yeah, I think you go ahead. You
that's
go
counterclockwise.
Ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so Casey goes next, and we'll go around the room how we're positioned here in the room.
Yeah.
Steve will do the next one. So.
Right.
Can you get your hands
in
there, Casey?
Are you kidding? Can't get your hand in?
Can't get his hand into the jar. That's okay.
Getting it out. I can't get it out. That's another problem. Yeah.
All right. We have this beef jerky jar. That's what
we use.
Why
did you do that?
I didn't mean to.
Okay, now you got it out.
Man. All right. Well, that means you're working. You work harder to get that school.
Okay.
Casey, who's it going to be?
It's going to be Baptist Regional School in Heights, New Jersey!
All right, who is that again?
Baptist Regional School in Haddon Heights, New Jersey.
Baptist Regional School in Haddon Heights, New Jersey. All right, it is up to you guys now to let us know who the coolest teacher of the year has been over this past year. So, very simple to do. You need to text the word teacher, and that puts everything into a specific file, okay? So, text the word teacher followed by the name of the teacher to 39333, and you have 24 hours to do so. So if you get into school and you can't use your phone, no big deal. You can do it afterwards. You got 24 hours to get to that. So once again, that is Baptist Regional School in Haddon Heights, New Jersey. And good luck to you, and let us know. We just do this as a little nod to those people that work this hard to get you where you need to be in life. And we want to spotlight them.
Means a lot. Meant a lot to you with your kids, and you wanted to do something to acknowledge it, and here we are.
Yep. And we'll just remind you, this is a high school-only contest.
Yeah.
So just looking for a couple of them slide by that are K through 12, but this is just for 9 through 12th grades.
Okay.
Right. Just for the sake of students and texting.
Yeah,
and
being
this
able to
school
text.
Is K through 12.
It is?
Yeah.
All right. Well, every now and then a couple slip through. But anyhow. Good luck to you, and we have guests on the program. Michael Carbonaro is going to be on a great show called The Carbonaro Effect on True TV. I watch it all the time. My family and I do, so we'll talk to him. Robert Irvine is getting in touch with an event coming up he wants to talk about, so we'll spend some time with him. And we also have, this is a meet and eat with the Collegiate Rugby and Dunkin' Donuts Group. Penn Mutual Collegiate Rugby Championship is coming up at Talon Energy Stadium.
Yeah, the Sevens. This is a huge tournament that that we're lucky enough to get in this area.
Really?
Year. Yeah.
Okay, and they're bringing by some stuff, and we will have some giveaways for tailgate parties, which is pretty cool. So we'll get you the details on that a little bit later on. We're already running late, so let's take a quick break. Come back in just a second, and we will get to the entertainment stuff, a stupid question, and more on the way. Stay with us. We will be right back.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Hey, it's Preston. Listen, when I want to relax, I go to Hand and Stone Massage Facial Spa. Listen, whether you want a rejuvenating massage or refreshing facial, Hand and Stone is the place to go. Introductory massages or facials start at just $59.95. Visit handandstone.com or one of their 50 locations in the Delaware Valley. Restrictions apply. See spa for details.
Prince Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. All the big-name brands, they have them. Visit FrenchCreekOutfitters.com for additional info. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
Are you ready for love? If so, Stephen makes it easy, handpicking diamonds to create a stunning engagement ring that's guaranteed to take her breath away. Stephen Singer Jewelers, real love experts at the other corner of 8th and Walnut, or IHateStephenSinger.com.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Dude, it feels so good.
So we're going to do the stupid question. Going to give away a pair of tickets to see Puddle of Mud, Saving Abel, and Sponge. They're playing at the Block at Harrah's in Philadelphia Saturday, June 7th, and you qualify for a meet and greet with the bands. So the question I have for you this morning is from the novel Frankenstein from 1818.
Yes.
Who is responsible for the death of the monster. Now, that's a spoiler alert. He dies in the end of the movie.
Oh,
or
man.
End of the novel. 215-263-WMMR. Who kills, in a sense, the monster?
Frankenstein's monster.
Correct. 215-263-WMMR. Let's see if you know the answer. Give us a call. Some birthdays that I'll go through. Today being the 15th day of May, it is Jamie Lynn Sigler's birthday. Oof. From The Sopranos.
Were we just talking about her?
Meadow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Something involving her.
Mm.
We were wondering why, maybe what became of her. There's not a lot.
Maybe that.
Not a lot.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, she played herself, right, in Entourage?
Played herself in Entourage. She played Heidi, the best-looking version of Heidi Fleiss you could possibly imagine.
Oh, my God,
in
yes.
a made-for-TV movie. Because Heidi Fleiss sure as hell didn't look like that.
Heidi Fleiss reminds me of, you know, we were talking about Pet Sematary the other day. The sister who had spinal meningitis.
That sister looked better than Heidi Fleiss.
Yeah,
that
she reminds me of Heidi Fleiss.
No, but you're exactly right. Seems sort of bony.
Mm-hmm.
She's boniness. So bizarre, but she's like another one that I kind of feel bad for.
Heidi Fleiss?
Yeah, a
little bit. Well, yeah, there have been... She had a, you know what? It all goes down to the childhood.
Remember, and she had all those parrots or birds
parrots.
Or whatever.
Well, yeah.
God, what a weirdo.
Yeah. She was like Mickey Rourke in the second Iron Man.
Jamie Lee Sigler was my doppelganger in high school.
Really?
Yeah. I think just because my dad was Italian and a plumber and,
okay.
and worked in construction. So
I always got the Brad Pitt thing. Brad Pitt was my doppelganger.
Yeah. Jamie Lynn Sigler is 37 today. A guy we've had by the studio many times. He's great. Chaz Palminteri.
Yes. He's coming back, right?
66. I need to find out when because, you know, we had him by a couple of times to talk about his one-man show, A Bronx Tale. I had never seen A Bronx Tale each time we had him in, so I was fascinated just to talk about it. And then I finally, like last year, watched the movie. It's amazing.
It's
I loved
great, yeah.
it. I absolutely loved it.
I watch it every time it's on the way you'd watch Goodfellas or anything like that because yeah. it's in that level.
It is a great movie, but I saw his show, his one-man show.
How was
and
it?
It's good. I mean, he goes the whole time, and it's just him.
Wow. Does the entire That's cast it. Come out at the end and take a bow?
I mean, the which he wrote.
He wrote it.
He wrote the film. It's got such a great heart to it. You know, that's what I
it
love
does,
about it.
It does, and it's a real deal life lesson. Yeah. He's also, I forgot how prominent he is in that movie Mulholland Falls.
I never saw that.
With Nick Nolte, it's a real hard-boiled private detective thing. It's the one I told you in the beginning where Jennifer Connelly is, like, nude,
Ooh.
Having sex with John Malkovich, which is a boner killer, but still. but still, it's pretty amazing.
Chaz Palminteri is 66 years old today. Madeleine Albright, former U.S. Secretary of State.
My yes. wife just saw her. She didn't perform, but she spoke at the Free Library.
At
the
Helium.
But she said she was funny.
Was she?
Said she was
An
really
evening with
funny.
Madeleine Albright.
Yeah, I don't necessarily... Well, and I asked her, I said, was she getting priest laughs, you know, like the one where, like, clearly they're making a joke, so everybody laughs as if it's
You give them a
funny.
Pity laugh.
Yeah.
Right.
She does the Kreischer thing. She takes her shirt off in the first half hour.
Listen, anytime you go to see somebody who is very serious and very yeah. straight, and they happen to throw a little levity in there, it's kind of augmented because you're not used to
oh, them yeah.
being
oh,
funny,
yeah.
and it can be entertaining. You know?
Absolutely.
So she is 81 today. George Brett. Hall of Fame, former Major League Baseball
and
player.
What is he best known for?
Hemorrhoids.
Hemorrhoids.
Hemorrhoids and pine tar.
Oh, really?
Which wouldn't it be great if they had like a pine tar?
Hemorrhoid ointment. I always thought the same thing.
Yeah. See, for me, it was always pine tar and then the footage of him talking to that one player about crapping his pants in a hotel lobby.
It's one of our favorite videos because he is wandering around as guys are training and stretching and he's just engages this one guy in a conversation about taking a dump.
He just walks up and goes, hey, Joe, I asked my pants last night, man. And then he goes on to tell him this really long story about what happened.
And the guy's like stretching and like,
really?
Yeah, that's great. That's great. I don't want to hear this.
But he suffered some nasty hemorrhoids and had to take a break from the game for a little while.
Have you ever had?
Not where it's been a real problem.
Yeah.
I have some relatives who have, and it can be crippling. Painful.
When they fall out, you put them under your pillow, right?
The hemorrhoid fairy comes and leaves you
some pine tar,
toilet paper, and pine tar.
I was at a party and I had them really, really, really bad one time, and I had to, like, my whole family was at this place, and I turned to my wife, I said, I have to go.
Do you know what?
I said, you guys can all stay here, but I have to go immediately to a pharmacy.
How bad is the pain? Because I think I think at one point I might have had them. I was never diagnosed
it's
with
pain,
them.
It's discomfort.
Is that what it is more, or is it like a searing?
You can have, oh, God, I can't believe we're talking about this. You can have internal ones.
Yes.
But you can have external ones.
Oh, right.
Which become very, very, very painful from what I understand. I've only had the internal brand.
I think that's maybe what I had. A little pine tar clears it right up.
And if you go to do your business, it can be painful.
Okay. That's probably in the realm of what I had. It was years ago. Yeah.
It was like I was suffocating anally or something like that. Like
suffocating anally.
I just don't like because there was pain.
Would you read that
like
back
that
to the
how
court?
I felt.
Suffocating anally.
That's kind of how I felt. I was like, I can't like, you know, I couldn't. I wasn't comfortable standing. I wasn't comfortable sitting.
Right.
I had to go. Oh. I'm like, I can't be around people right now.
A neighbor of mine, years and years and years ago, would have them and would have to use one of those donuts to sit like in the car when driving.
A Bobby. Yeah. Like what babies you put a baby on.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
All right. So we're up to speed on hemorrhoids.
Our
just
great
want to make
tribute
sure.
to George Brett, Hall of Famer, and hemorrhoid problems. Emmett Smith, all-time rushing leader, 49 years old. I know.
Did he?
But I tell you what, man,
a legend.
On Tecmo Super Bowl, you had Emmett. You won every time. No. At least I did.
I don't want.
Yeah,
to
yeah. Did he win with Dancing with the Stars?
I don't know. Anything?
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah, he did. Right?
I think he won the whole thing. Yeah, he was with Cheryl.
And last birthday, it's a sore subject. Let's go back to hemorrhoid check. Yeah. Make Casey happy.
Well, because he's overrated. I know he's the all-time rushing, but, you know, he had a great offensive line, and, you know, Barry Sanders was better.
And then last birthday is Ahmet Zappa, son of Frank Zappa.
Brother of Dweezil, right?
Yep, brother of Dweezil.
Sounds like Game of Thrones. Brother of Dweezil.
Father of Frank, brother of Dweezil. I am Ahmet. Father of
God. And he was the one who was married to Selma Blair.
Correct.
All right.
He's 44 today. All right, let's get over to the phone, see if we can get an answer to this question. Who killed Frankenstein's monster in the novel? 215-263-WMMR. That is the number. And I will go to Rob, see if we can get an answer. Hey, Rob, good morning.
Yo, good morning. How you guys doing?
Good. Rob, do you know who killed him?
Would it be Frankenstein himself?
Well, who do you mean? Frankenstein is the scientist.
Or the monster.
It would be the scientist himself.
No, that is incorrect. Nope. Mm-mm. I'm going to go to Mike, see if we can get the answer. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. Mike, do you know the answer? Who killed him?
Frank, the monster, killed himself.
Correct. Yes, that's it. Commit suicide. So I wasn't sure how I should word that.
Have you ever read the book?
I have never read the book. I have. It's a masterpiece.
It is, and it's Frankenstein himself, the monster, becomes eloquent.
Yes.
And becomes... in society.
I went to research this question, and at the end it gave me the final passage, the speech that he gives before he kills him. I'm like, that dude could talk?
Right.
And he was very eloquent. Yeah.
The original book was Frankenstein, the title, I believe, Frankenstein, A Modern Day Prometheus was the full title.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so he got it right. Mike is going to get a pair of tickets to see Puddle Mud, Saving Abel, and Sponge at the Block at Harrah's, Philadelphia. That's Saturday, July 7th, plus qualify for meet and greet with all three bands. Tickets are on sale now at harrisphilly.com. Must be at least 21 years of age. I see that our coolest teacher is on the line. It's already 5 of 7, and I have a lot of things to get to. What do I do here?
Go to him.
Go to him?
Go to him.
Okay. All right. I got to make this very, very quick. So our coolest teacher from Father Judge is Mr. Smith.
Yay! Dave
Smith. Hey, Mr. Smith.
How's it going? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Congratulations to you, by the way.
Thank you very much.
When did you hear about this contest yesterday?
I did. One of my friends, shout out to Lou, texted me and let me know. So I let my students know, and they took care of me.
There you go. That's it. It doesn't hurt to campaign a little bit.
Yeah.
No,
so
not at all.
So, Dave, you are a graduate of Father Judge.
I am. I graduated in 1999, and I started teaching back again in 2005.
So we have to assume that you came back to teach alongside some of the teachers that taught you.
I did. I talked with many, many, many teachers. I coached with some of the guys that coached me, too. So
that's awesome.
I know.
Was that a little weird at first?
Super weird. Didn't know whether to call them by their first name or
or Mr. or Mrs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really hard.
Wow. And what did they tell you about stories, you know, in the teacher's lounge about your class?
I found out a lot of stuff that I shouldn't have known about.
That's got
to
be
stuff I'm sure you're going to take to the grave.
Yeah,
absolutely, without a doubt.
Yeah. Hey, so you're the coach of the golf team?
I'm the golf coach, and I'm the assistant disciplinarian. I'm actually on my way in for Jug this morning.
What is that?
Jug? What is that?
We have detention before school. Jug stands for Justice Under God. So.
Oh,
Jug.
See, I get a magazine. I get a magazine that's entirely different. Yeah.
Interesting. All right, so you're the disciplinarian. So you are one of the feared men in the school, in the halls.
Well, not as feared as my counterpart, but yeah, I'm the good cop.
That's usually the case, right?
Good jug, bad jug.
Yeah. Good jug, bad jug. Yeah, no, the assistant principal and the assistant disciplinarian is the one that's usually kind of you can buddy up to, and they play good cop, bad cop. Wow.
Exactly.
All right, well, listen, man, for your efforts and for your good deeds, we are going to give you the prize that we have for our coolest teacher, and we give you the President Steve Coolest Teacher of the Year coffee mug, $25 Rita's Water Ice gift card. We have a $50 cash card. And some free turkey bacon thrown in from God Shawls. So you're set to go. And it's just a little nod to teachers that make a difference. And we're happy that that you're getting this award, Dave. So congratulations to you, man.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You bet, buddy. Congratulations, Mr. Smith. And that is the coolest teacher at Father Judge. And now, Baptist Regional High School in Haddon Heights, New Jersey. It is your turn to tell us who has been the coolest teacher of the past year. So text the word teacher followed by the teacher's name to 39333. One vote per person. All right, man.
Thanks for indulging me on that.
Right. No problem. This is probably the latest we've ever gotten into entertainment news. But I'll get into this. The May 19th wedding of Meghan Markle, a divorced biracial American actress to Prince Harry, sixth in the line for the English throne, has inspired endless fascination and coverage because of its historical feeling, its implications, all of this. Well, over the weekend, a new installment of the saga unfurled. The Daily Mail reported that Meghan's father, Thomas, who was set to walk her down the aisle this Saturday until this latest scandal broke, reportedly staged photos. We talked about this yesterday. With a celebrity photographer who has paid tens of thousands of dollars, which many presume he shared with the father of the bride.
These
shots showed Thomas getting fitted for a suit and working out, among other wholesome-looking activities. Well, on Monday, Meghan's half-sister, Samantha, who isn't invited to the wedding, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Took the fall for her father. Hours later, Thomas revealed, she said that, Thomas revealed, who the hell is Thomas?
Yeah, Thomas, her father. Yeah, English muffins.
No. Her father revealed mid-scandal that he would not be attending the wedding. He reportedly suffered a heart attack 6 days ago, according to the Daily Mail, which added that he is doing much better. He also reportedly told the paper that he did not stage the photos for money, but because he did not want to appear looking slovenly or unkempt.
Well, he does appear slovenly and unkempt. That's just the way he looks. So
he's not going to the wedding, but because he had the heart attack.
I'm wondering, and maybe you have this in the story, Preston, about whether this heart attack actually occurred or not.
They didn't indicate. Samantha, by the way, the half-sister, said during an appearance on the British talk show Loose Women, I have to say that I am entirely the culprit. She said, as we know, the media can take very unflattering photographs of people on their casual days and blow it way out of proportion. And I said, you know, the world has no idea that you're getting in shape, doing healthy things. They don't photograph you buying vegetables and pH water. They photograph you as unflattering ways as they can. And she said, let me clarify, he's 73, which makes him a bit more fragile. He's a quiet man, and I feel the media have unfairly preyed on him. He has really been admirable about laying low and not speaking out, with all due respect. I merely wanted him to be seen in a respectable light. I didn't feel that was being done, so I suggested that the photographer show him as he is doing positive things, and that was never addressed.
It's still orchestrated. It's still, you know, whatever the deal is. She's got some family issues, clearly, Meghan Markle, and I think you're having both sides collide where you have this, you know, the royals who are all about outward image and how they appear in public, and this family that prior to this was just, you know, kind of low-key. They had a famous daughter, you know, but who was on Suits. Well, it's not like she was, you know, a household name.
Yeah.
And now you have these two worlds colliding. It'll be interesting to see how it carries out. But, I mean, you know, they're not going to be there. That's the long and short of it.
Yep. The palace had no comment, by the way.
She was on Suits, but, you know, she was also a briefcase model on Deal or No Deal.
Well, let's not forget about that.
Looked spectacular. She's a stunning woman.
Pauly Perrette is addressing speculation over the reason she left CBS's NCIS. And she played Abby on the show for 15 seasons. Fans were heartbroken to see her go. I loved her on that show.
She was sort of goth looking.
Yeah, really cute. She said, this is what she said on Twitter. I refuse to go low. That is why I've never told publicly what happened. But there are tabloid articles out there that are telling total lies about me. If you believe them, please leave me alone. You clearly don't know me. Sorry, guys. Had to be said. She said, maybe I'm wrong for not spilling the beans, telling the story, the truth. And then she continued hours later saying, I feel I have to protect my crew, jobs, and so many people. But at what cost?
What?
I don't know. Just know that I'm trying to do the right thing, but maybe silence isn't the right thing about crime.
Was she suggesting that she was mistreated on the set?
Yes, and she says a little bit more.
All right.
She said, there is a machine keeping me silent and feeding false stories about me. A very rich, very powerful publicity machine, in quotes. No morals, no obligation to truth. And I'm just left here reading the lies, trying to protect my crew, trying to remain calm. And then she goes, he did it. She told her fans, I've been supporting anti-bullying programs forever, but now I know because it was me. If it's school or work that you're required to go to, it's horrifying. I left. Multiple physical assaults, she says.
Whoa.
She said, I really get it now. Stay safe. Nothing is worth your safety. Tell someone. Hmm. And fans were overwhelmingly supportive to her statements on Twitter, which soon went viral. Some wanted to hear more about what happened, while others argued that it was her life and not a story, and that no one had the right to know anything that she wasn't ready to reveal. So that's too bad if that's the case, if she was getting...
That's freaky.
You know, assaulted.
I mean, the show's been on forever. I've never heard any other accusations or allegations that there was disharmony on the set.
Yeah.
It was just Mark Harmon.
But there's a lot of people, you know, involved in a TV show.
You never know.
Who knows?
And then they have this robot, this machine that apparently keeps them quiet.
The machine she's referring to. Right. This was sad news. Margot Kidder.
Yeah.
Passed away. She was 69 years old. Of course, she earned fad adulation for her role as Lois Lane in 1978's original Superman. She continued to appear opposite Christopher Reeve as an ambitious reporter and his love interest in the subsequent iterations of the franchise.
I was never, I wasn't thrilled at her pick initially.
Yeah, me either.
But she was good in the movie, and I liked her in that. I also liked her in Amityville Horror.
Yeah, that was one of the films she had
starred
in. Cause of death was not given. She was born October 7th, 1948 in Yellowknife, Canada, and got her start in 1960s TV shows like McQueen and The Mod Squad. She got her big break starring opposite Gene Wilder in Quaxter Fortune Has a Cousin in the Bronx.
Yes, it's a horrible movie.
Not familiar.
As you would imagine by the title.
She battled her share of demons in her personal life, publicly struggling with mental illness in her later years. While she worked steadily for decades, in 1990, a car crash left her wheelchair bound.
Yeah, yeah.
And she couldn't work for 2 years. She eventually found some success again as a voiceover artist.
She was also in at Preston. There was a miniseries based on the apprehension of John Wayne Gacy. And she played a medium, she played a true character who was used by the FBI to help in the finding of Gacy. And she was excellent.
In 1996, a virus infected her computer and caused her to lose 3 years worth of work that she had been doing on an autobiography. She eventually became suffering from delusions and reportedly became convinced that the government and her then husband, novelist Thomas McGuane, were out to kill her.
Remember that story of her?
She was reported missing in April 1996. She turned up in L.A. dirty and without any belongings. She reportedly met a homeless man who said that he'd look after her. And she survived a rape attempt and attack perpetrated by another homeless man. Police eventually found her and got her help at the UCLA Medical Center. I had read that she was diagnosed with manic depression.
Yes.
In recent years, she had been hailed for her candid discussions about her own battles with mental health and has helped advocate for others suffering from mental health issues. Her most recent appearance was in 2017 in an indie called The Neighborhood.
Not familiar.
No, she's survived by her daughter, Maggie McGuane. So
we have two clips of her, one as Lois Lane and one of her talking about her mental issues.
All right.
You know, there must be a lot of questions about me that people in the world would like to know the answer.
Of course, yes. How old are you?
Over 21.
Struggling with Superman.
How tall are you?
About 6'4".
I assume then that the rest of your bodily functions are normal? Hmm.
Sorry, beg your pardon?
Well then, is it true that you can see through anything?
Yes, I can. Oh, pretty much.
What color underwear am I wearing? Oh, I'm sorry. I embarrassed you, didn't I?
Oh, no.
Pink.
She was standing
in front of a lead planter.
And she was a beat reporter for the for a newspaper, so that's why she lived in a penthouse apartment.
Yeah. And then here's a clip of her talking about her mental illness. Here we go.
Kind of became the poster child for mental health. And so it's now become very rewarding to speak to people, particularly patients. Mental illness is a physical illness. Something's wrong with the system. Your brain is an organ of your body, and there is no steel plate cutting off the brain from the rest of the body.
That's sad news. So
very sad.
I'm 69 years old. As it turns out, Ryan Reynolds, like many of us, is obsessed with the show Annie, or the movie, or the stage show.
It's Casey's favorite musical,
that's
right?
My favorite.
There's a South Korea show called King of Masked Singer. And it regularly features surprise guests. Well, on Sunday, viewers got an extra treat when a unicorn performed a song from the hit movie. It performed Tomorrow. So this person comes in wearing a mask and they sing a song and perform. Then they reveal who they are later on. Well, after the magical creature finished his performance of the song, Reynolds was revealed to be the Horned Wonder. He had said, this was such a thrill. This was an unbelievable honor to me. You guys pushed me to my own limits, and I thank you for that. Audience members and panelists were shocked, especially since his rendition didn't make the cut to advance to the next round. I'm assuming they vote on it before they reveal their who they are.
Right, that's the whole deal. I guess from what I understand about the show, obviously the mask gives you the anonymity. Yep. So if you are a little stage frightened, you can go out and perform.
Reynolds is the first Hollywood star to appear on Masked Singer, which has become one of South Korea's most popular television shows. It's actually a pretty funny concept.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
You want to?
Yeah, we just have to go to Korea.
Reynolds has made a concerted promo push for Deadpool 2, which lands in theaters this weekend.
Isn't that what he's singing behind Hugh Jackman when Hugh Jackman's trying to wish somebody a happy birthday?
He might be doing that in that video, video that Hugh Jackman made.
Yeah.
I forgot what he was singing. It might be Tomorrow.
It might be some. Yeah, it very well might be. Did you see, I think you guys had seen it already, the Celine Dion video. Yeah. It's hilarious.
I haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
And it's in the new one, too.
Oh, is it? Okay.
John Cena put his heart on the line on the Today Show Monday. The WWE star opened up about his recent split from fiancée Nikki Bella. Telling host Hoda Kotb and Kathy Lee Gifford that he is still hoping that they can get back together, and adds that he hopes to have children with her.
I like John Cena, but come on, man. Pick a side. Yeah. What do you want here?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Yeah. He said it's up and down when he was asked about their breakup. It's been incredibly reflective, which is amazing, but it's very difficult. I had my heart broken out of nowhere. Or for me, it was... for me, it was out of nowhere.
Same.
Anyone who has experienced that knows that it comes with a series of bad feelings. He continued saying, I still love Nicole. I would love to marry Nicole.
Shut the f*** up!
I would love to have a family with Nicole.
No.
It was an unfortunate set of circumstances where our relationship ended, he says.
Oh. No, she said that he did not want to have children, and that he had presented her with like a 50-page list of agreements and things she had to sign.
Yeah.
Now he's saying he wants to have kids with her. And so maybe it was...
Who knows?
It was misunderstood.
When you got this much stuff going on prior to the marriage, take a break.
So
separate for a while. If it was meant to be, it will be.
E! Released footage of an upcoming episode of Total Divas, and it shows Nikki and her twin sister Brie arguing about her upcoming wedding to John. They hadn't split when the show was still filming. So Brie said, I don't understand why you have to walk on eggshells with him with this wedding. It's like absolutely ridiculous.
It is like absolutely ridiculous.
And then Nikki says, no, it's been a lot of fun planning our wedding, so don't make it negative.
You're like being a downer.
And then Bree says, sometimes you just tiptoe around John to not make him angry. And I think that's bull s. And then Nikki says, isn't that what wives are supposed to do? And then Bree says, F no. I tell Daniel exactly how I feel all the time. I don't hold back ever.
You go, girl.
She said, it bothers me because I know what you want. So Total Diva returns Sunday the 29th at 9 p.m. on E!
I don't know. I think they need to separate for a while, collect their thoughts, and then come back to this.
Yeah, maybe. All right, I got to move this along.
Oh, you're doing great.
Well, I have good things here. I'm just
Then don't, man. I'm not seize the moment.
I'm not going to be able to get
Carpe, whatever.
Carpe butthole.
Carpe butthole.
I don't know why, but I just felt like
it's better than diem.
Seize the butthole.
Seize the butthole. Yeah.
Right. All right. So, Empire star Taraji P. Henson is engaged.
Oh!
Cookie. To former NFL pro Kelvin Hayden.
Kelvin!
You know who he is?
I know he's named after a degree of temperature.
The pair have been dating for more than 2 years. And she said, I said, yes, y'all. He started with a Cartier love bracelet, but that was my Mother's Day gift. And then he dropped to his knee and I almost passed out.
Wow.
She wrote,
what is he doing down there?
Hashtag, she is officially off the market. And she is so happy. Hashtag God is.
I like Taraji.
I like her too.
And I think Taraji and Kelvin will be a wonderful couple.
Maybe so. We'll see.
Isn't that how they measure the heat of the sun in Kelvin?
Kelvin is a really intense degree of temperature.
Man, just like him.
Yep. Okay. All right, I'm skipping the other stories.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I'll bring them up tomorrow.
You're robbing the people of Philadelphia.
I'll say it's 10 after 7, man.
It is. But you know what, Preston?
I'll save them for tomorrow. What?
Our next song is less than 2 minutes long.
No, we're good. We're good. All right. I'm going to do the clips right now.
All right, yeah!
Casey's excited. Rise follows a group of troubled students dealing with life and growing up through the guidance of their choir teacher. In this clip, Damon J. Gillespie.
Who?
Talks about the way teenagers are seen in the show. Here we go.
Teenagers are becoming more and more like adults. You know, when Jason writes about teenagers, it kind of comes easy to him because he sees what's going on. He sees how, you know, teenagers are so important and how they also experience very adult things in their everyday lives.
Shut the f*** up!
The season finale premieres tonight, NBC on at 9.
Is this Queen Latifah?
I don't know.
Is this the show? It's like Fame, right? Yeah. It's like Fame meets Carpe Diem.
Yeah, Carpe Butthole.
It was a great first season, wasn't it?
Yeah, wasn't it, though? Yep, and it wraps up. Don't miss the finale.
Well, maybe this isn't with, I don't even know.
All right, so next clip. For the People follows a group of adults working for both the defense and the prosecution as young new lawyers here. Britt Robertson and Jasmine Savoy.
Who?
Talk about their character's drive. Here it is.
Idealism and this excitement and newness. This thing, we're going to change the world. And then being like, oh, it's hard.
Shut the fuck up!
For the People premieres a new episode on ABC at 10 p.m. tonight.
That's the one with Queen Latifah, right?
That's the one.
I figure if I say that with every show, I'll eventually hit the right one.
Eventually, yeah. All right, there you go. That's what I have for you in the entertainment.
It's very informative and yet vague at the same time.
It's what we do.
Yeah.
Pretty good at it.
We work that fine line.
We're looking for Philly's hottest Daisy Dukes and cowboy boots, and we got to get those submissions in, gang. It's a slow start so far. Just to let you know, I think girls have to get out and get their cowboy boots if they don't have them.
Or Photoshop them on.
Daisy Dukes and cowboy boots, put them on, send us some pictures. You might win a whole bunch of stuff. We do have $1,000 cash from Cowtown Cowboy Outfitters and Cowtown Rodeo.
Well, they can hook you up.
Over $1,000 in jewelry and gift cards from Steven Singer Jewelers. Professional photo shoot by Allison Dunlap Photography. You have to be at least 18 years of age. If you know a model who may be interested in joining this particular competition, let them know. Deadline is May 23rd from what I understand. So go to contest at WMMR.com and get on board. Let's give away some passes to our happy hour at Parks Casino. Is Thursday night. It is a sorority party. Zeta Eta Pi.
Yes, a special version of a sorority party. It's a little bit shorter, right?
Yeah, it's 1 hour.
Yeah.
And we'll just have some cocktails and some a little happy hour buffet that is on us, by the way. First drink is free. And then we'll give you tickets to go see Dennis Miller's performing at the new Excite Center at Parks Casino. So we'll take 5 callers at 215-263-WMMR. A little get-together sponsored by Bud Light. Bud Light always takes care of Philly Philly. You have to be at least 21 years of age to enter. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
The Preston and Steve Show on 93.3 WMMR. Like the podcast, you'll also love it live. When you can call in. Weekdays from 6 a.m. to about 10:30 a.m. on the radio at 93.3 WMMR. Or stream the show live via MMR's mobile app.
Damn.
All right, thanks, Kat. By the way, Baptist Regional School in Haddon Heights, New Jersey. That's our school. It's voting for coolest teacher. So text the word teacher, followed by teacher's name, 39333 if you go to Baptist Regional School. And we'll find out tomorrow morning who that's going to be. So we had a story in the Entertainment Report about Meghan Markle, Prince Harry, the wedding, and
Saturday.
Meghan's dad, it's this Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Meghan's dad is not going to the wedding. And they said it's because he had a heart attack 6 days ago. This is the first we've heard of this heart attack thing.
Yeah.
And this comes on the heels of these photographs that were supposedly staged of him doing preparations for it and blah, blah, blah. And there's some money. So it sounds like that they've just said, look, Dad, don't come to the wedding.
Aww. Yeah, because it was sort of a last minute invite. She was apparently, you know, she wanted the traditional thing of her dad walking her down the aisle.
Which was a big deal, for this royal wedding.
They were going to acquiesce and let it happen that way and do the whole deal. And there were words that to the effect that he couldn't get over there. And they were looking for ways to get him to England in time to do this. So all this drama with her family has been going on.
Yeah.
And who gets invited and who's not here. Her half-sister is not invited.
Right. So what's that all about?
I mean, I could see that, though. I mean,
why? It's your half-sister.
I know, but
who you hate more than anyone?
But you could, I could potentially see somebody not being all that close with a half sister. But
it's true. No,
yeah, that's true.
And we don't know what the story is. Maybe they're a nightmare family, and she's separating from them. But it does. You see this stuff. The funny thing is, Preston, whether it's you're at the party room in the Ramada, the banquet room in the Ramada, planning a wedding, or you're doing it with the royal family, the same dynamics exist on who's getting invited, who's not.
I had ex-girlfriends at my wedding.
Did you?
Really? Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Whose idea was that?
Rochelle was totally cool with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we had a rule. If somebody slept with somebody, they weren't invited to the wedding.
No way, really? Yeah, nice.
We went to a wedding one time, and all of the groomsmen had slept with the bride.
Wow. The night before, right?
Is it your wedding?
Not the night before.
I was at one of those.
What's whistling?
You know what? She just kind of got passed around in her younger days and then landed with the one friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our joke was, we were at this one wedding and the joke was, can we see a show of hands, please?
Seriously.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It doesn't go the other way, though, right? I mean, it's seldom about the guy.
And a bunch of girls? I don't know. Yeah. I'm sure there have been. Mm-hmm. What, all the bridesmaids have been banged by the groom? I don't know.
I don't think that they would be friends with the girl.
But how about making these decisions when you have to decide that this person, and if it's a family member, we can't invite them. Listen, they're my family member, and I actually am close with them, but we just can't do it. They're going to make a scene. Something's going to happen.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then you have to deal with the fact that they're not invited, and they're going to confront you about that.
And how do you work that? I mean, in my mind, Preston, I always think of the planning like when they're trying to find a serial killer, and they have that wall with the strings connecting different things, and who's had an issue with this person, and so on and so forth. Okay. And then once you get it configured, how do you configure the tables if you have some volatile elements?
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, if we keep them on this side of the room,
they'll never see.
We won't have a problem. Yeah, right.
I don't know if it's because I'm older now or what, but if you don't want to invite me to your wedding, I am completely okay with it.
Yeah. It's actually been
who you are.
For my whole life, it's okay if you don't want to invite me. I would never be
fine.
Yes.
Not going to your wedding.
But the idea that not inviting you to the wedding, the drama that surrounds that is when you're weighing the drama, that's the more favorable drama than actually having you at the wedding, right?
Oh, you could,
that should be a reality check.
No, you're right, because at least it is now, it's removed, and it's not going to be incendiary at the event.
Right.
However, there have been, history is replete with super bad calls on who gets invited.
Yeah. I'm going to go to an anonymous caller. Our number, by the way, 215-263-WMMR. Hello, anonymous caller. You're on the air.
Good morning. You guys rock.
Thanks. We love it. What's your story you wanted to share this morning?
So I got married last year, and originally we planned an enormous wedding, and it was just a nightmare, and there was tons of family drama. So we called the whole thing off, and instead we did a destination wedding. And I have historically had kind of a hot and cold relationship with my dad and my stepmom. And I was on the fence about inviting him. And finally I did. And I asked if he would walk me down the aisle. And my dad called me one night and he said, I don't know if I can make it to your wedding because your stepmother wants me home the very next day to pack the car so we can go to the beach.
So we can go to... Because he needs to pack the car to go to the beach. He doesn't know if he'll be available to walk you down the aisle. So what did you want to do when you heard that?
I was ready to hang up the phone and say, okay, no problem. But I waited out, and I thought ultimately, you know, years from now when my dad's no longer with me, I might regret not trying a little harder. So I said, you know, my dad's concern was the expense of flying out and flying back, like, right after. And so I just mentioned that we could help him with some of the expenses if he could find it in his busy schedule.
Yeah. Oh my God. Do you think you can schedule me in?
So,
and did he go?
He did, yeah. He did ultimately end up going.
And did that bitch of a stepmom stay home?
Yes. I didn't exactly invite her. I said, Dad, you could bring her if you would like to. But they have...
We have a petting zoo.
They have some things that kept her at home, luckily. So.
Well, she had to pack the car for the trip down to the beach.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So it all worked out.
Oh, my God. I don't know her.
But I hate her.
But I hate her with all of my being.
Yeah.
And I don't know you either. You could be an a-hole.
You can't listen.
But we, no. Nah, you can't get between the father-daughter wedding thing. That's just can't do that.
And what turd tries to do that? Did we learn nothing from Oprah's commencement speech yesterday?
Right.
About putting things behind you.
Yeah.
You know what? This might be a whole different topic, but, I mean, I've seen it firsthand. The stepmom almost jealous of the daughters.
Sure.
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's... terrible.
Usually,
it is terrible. It is their dad.
The dad enjoys sleeping
Stop
with
it.
The daughters
yeah.
more.
Yeah.
Stop that. No, in a healthy relationship, healthy family relationship.
I didn't. There was a preamble.
I can only speak from my experience, but the love between father and daughter is just, I mean, Casey, the bond is...
impenetrable.
It's unbelievable. And to try to wedge yourself
in
between it, carpe butthole.
Seize the butthole.
It is. It's so... wonderfully special that you can't get in between that.
Well,
that would be a deal breaker for me and stepmom.
And a stepmom, right?
If you're a stepmom and you profess to care about the family, whatever you got, whatever bug you got up your ass, let it go for that event because that's. But people will wait for weddings to play this game of emotional chess.
Yeah,
and suddenly things that become important that you didn't think were going to be important before.
Let me go to. Is this Kristen?
Yep, this is her.
Hey, what's up? Thank you, Kristen. What's up?
Hey, so I was just listening, and I actually love my dad, but we don't really have the best relationship, so he's actually not invited to my wedding. So I have centered my whole wedding around my mom walking me down the aisle, and then me and her having the first dance and everything.
Aw, that's pretty cool. Are your mom and dad separated, or are they together, or what?
They're separated. I do have a stepfather who I love to death.
Okay.
Kim Riley and Joe Riley, I love you guys. You're the best
fans. Shout out. Holla. That's cool. Had you considered perhaps having your stepfather there to perform in your father's stead?
At first I did. I did talk it over with my mom, and my mom says, you know, it's always been me and her, so she felt more comfortable that it was her duty to give me away and to walk me down.
Hey, I think that's totally cool. I don't think the gender roles play anything. It's the relationship.
It's what you want.
With the person, and that's a beautiful thing
Besides,
to do. I think it's really cool.
It'll look like a super hot lesbian wedding.
I mean, you guys remember at my wedding, me and my dad did the first dance together.
Did you?
No.
That's beautiful.
No.
Like Tommy Boy.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work that way, right?
Hey, you get the,
hey!
Thank you, Kristen. Appreciate it.
Yeah, the mother and the daughter can do that first dance together, and that's fine. But the dad, son, it just doesn't look
right.
It's
not the same.
We did. My dad and I did. We danced to Lady in Red. Never seen you looking so lovely as you did last night.
I love it. Let me take a step back to another thing we were talking about regarding weddings. I'm going to go to Tyler. Hi, Tyler. You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Dylan.
Hey, go. What's up, buddy?
You know, you guys brought up, you know, it would be weird if it was the other way around with, you know, the groom had banged all the bridesmaids.
Right. Yes.
That's essentially how it would be for me at my wedding because of the girls that I went to high school with, they're all still three best friends.
All right, so you're saying hypothetically, if you were to marry your current girlfriend, that would be the situation because you've slept with most of her friends?
Yep.
Is she aware of this?
Yep.
Yes, they're all aware of it, actually.
Okay. So that's cool with it.
That's good.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
It'll make the wedding night a lot more fun for your
way
daisy chain.
What? Say it again?
So way to go, stud.
You know, he'd be one of those guys, and I'm going to do this face in the studio, guys, but sitting there up on the altar, just.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Half grin.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
She probably thinks, well, he picked me. I'm the last one he picked.
Yeah, yeah. I guess I'm kind of special.
Yeah, that's right.
I love you all.
Yeah. Do you think you're going to get married to this girl, Tyler?
Possibly, yes.
Possibly. All right. Good luck to you, man.
Well, you have a whole pool to choose from
still
there.
Got time left.
See you later. They've got to get their paperwork in on time.
I'm going to go to Don. Hi, Don. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. What's up, man?
So my wife's father was an absentee father the entire time we're together. I think over the 8 years we dated, we may have met 3 times.
Okay.
So when it came time to ask somebody to marry her, I asked her mother because, you know, her mother took care of her.
Yeah.
And when it finally came time to walk down the aisle, I asked her father if he would mind if the mother walked down too, because it meant more to me personally.
Wow. How did that go over?
He refused, and to this day, we still don't get along. We argue all the time. He comes to see my kids 2 or 3 times.
Well, he sounds like a loser.
Yeah.
I know that you're probably in a perfect scenario. You'd like to have that all up and running and patched up, but it sounds like this guy's the way he is, and you're not going to change him.
I've called him out for it, for disappointing my kids, for coming to visit. He explained that his wife is more important than his kids, which was funny coming from a guy married 3 times.
Oh, okay.
All 3 of his wives are more important than his kids.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So as a parent, I'm not a parent, but I would assume... You know, my wife is the most important thing on earth to me. But when you have kids, I would assume that even both you, all of you who have kids, would say the kids would even supersede your.
It depends. Thanks for your call, by the
on
way.
How Don, hot I, your wife
I was,
is.
I was at a wedding one time, and the officiant said something that I found very, very interesting.
Yeah.
And he was talking about the relationship between the husband and wife, and he explained it that. You know, you're going to have this undying love for your kids. But believe it or not, the love for your partner has to be a little bit more because someday the kids are going to grow up and they are going to go away and they're going to start their own lives.
And you're going to be stuck with this old
guy. And you're going to be stuck with this hag.
Oh, you again.
God, I hope you love
him. Oh, Christ. What happened to you? The kids really took their toll.
By the way, Aaron called earlier. Please call back with your story. Aaron, we lost a caller, and I want him to call
back.
Yeah,
it looked good.
It looked good?
Yeah.
But yes, this is your progeny. This is of your body. This is your reproduction. So yes, you have this innate love. Except, not every time. Some people are douchebags. We've heard a few calls.
True.
And it doesn't matter if you have that relationship or not. And you for whatever reason, for somebody's fault, there's estrangement, and it happens.
It's weird because, you know, with parents that stay together, there isn't, or there doesn't tend to be, I should say, maybe, this struggle of who's more important, me or the kids,
right.
Me or the kids. But when the step one comes in, and I'm just thinking of, you know, I watched the Dr. Phil a couple of months ago where this stepmom came in and she was ruling the roost. And it was a real problem.
A lunatic?
Yeah, well... The guy ended up being an a-hole parent to his own
Six
kids.
6 gerbils, 2 cats, a hamster, and a rabbit.
But it felt like she was the one pulling the strings.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, all right. Yeah. There's people that get this manipulation. So, if the relationship is sketchy to begin with within the family, and then you start to plan a wedding, which is supposed to be, it's blissful and wonderful.
I'm going to go. I'm sorry, Casey.
No,
one
right.
more
no,
point.
No.
All right. I'm going to go to Sarah because there was an issue with the wedding. Hey, Sarah, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing today?
Good. What's up, Sarah?
Hey, listen. So I planned my wedding months ahead of time. About a month before my wedding, my parents said we're not coming. I said, what do you mean you're not coming? They're like, your brother's graduating from boot camp. We're going to go see him.
Wow.
All right, wait 1 second now.
Terrible.
Wait 1 second. Were you the first marriage?
No, I have 6 sisters.
Okay.
So I was probably the 7th one that got married.
But it's still, it's you. And I understand the importance of boot camp, and that's wonderful, too, but, Jesus, it's a marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Bye now.
You couldn't combine them?
I had my grandma walk me down the aisle, which was cool. So,
or here's what you do. Here's what you do. You mom goes to the graduation, dad goes to the wedding,
right,
or vice versa,
yeah,
and you split it up that way.
Or, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was saying what you could do is if you could build perfect robotic replicas, send them in place.
Yeah.
I know that we haven't achieved that technology just yet, but in the future.
A mannequin or something might work.
Yeah. There you go.
Why are you being really standoffish tonight?
Sarah, do you hold that against them?
Sometimes I do, but, you know, it's life. You know what I mean?
That's a healthy attitude, but what I would suggest you do is never let it go.
Right.
Hold on to it.
Bottle it deep
inside. Remind them every time.
My brother's face.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, thank you, Sarah.
All right, thank
appreciate
you,
it.
Maybe that was bad advice.
That's not good advice at all. Let me see. I'll go to Brittany. Hey, Brittany, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. So tell us your story of invites to the wedding.
So I got married 3 years ago. And my father wasn't in the picture as I was growing up, but we had reconnected when I was younger, when I was about 20. And so we were kind of talking. And as I was planning my wedding, he had sent me this message saying, you know, I didn't get an invite. When is the wedding so I can walk you down the aisle? So I had to inform him, you know, you're not invited. My mom's side of the family is coming. They're the ones that raised me. They were there for the whole, you know, for my whole life.
Right.
If you go, obviously they're not going to want to go because there was so much drama when my mom and him split.
Okay.
So they're like, if he goes, we're not going. Mm.
So what do you do?
So probably about a month or so or a couple weeks before the wedding, he starts calling and harassing and sending messages to me, my husband. His wife at one point sent a message to my husband saying that I was ruining his life.
Well, he was making the perfect case for why you didn't want him there.
Yep.
So he was giving you all the evidence you needed to say to him, "You see why you're not invited?"
You should actually thank him for that.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm siding with him on this one. I think it's your mother's family drove him away, and I'm just kidding.
Okay. Casey's playing devil's advocate here.
I have
did he hit that?
He has not seen in 3 years because he is so mad that I did not have him walk me down the aisle. He refuses to even see or talk to me in order to see his grandchild.
Damn.
Oh, jeez.
That's listen, he is maybe sometime in the future things will turn around, but you do not need this toxic person in your life.
Yeah,
toxic
is
a good word.
It's a song. Brittany did a song called Toxic.
Toxic,
by the way.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Brittany, it all works out.
No, but listen.
Oops, he did it again.
It sounds like this guy would have disappointed you down the road anyway. So, you know, it's unfortunate. Yeah. But
and now you look, you have a good, maybe in time, you know, but for now, not.
Nope, that's
all right. Invite us to the wedding.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Brittany.
If you've already had a wedding, please invite us to it.
All right.
Now, listen, I mean, sometimes he might be a good guy. You never know. He might be a good guy. The mom's family might just not like him for one reason or another. That doesn't make any sense.
No.
And it drove him away. I'm just saying, I am playing a little bit of devil's advocate.
No, she called him an absentee father.
That's not good.
He wasn't there.
Maybe OJ has a reason.
He did. It wasn't a good reason, yes, but he had a reason.
Did he need to bring her glasses to her that night?
I have no idea what this next call is about, but I'm going to go to it. I'll go to Lou. Hey, Lou, you're on the air.
Hey, Preston. How you doing this morning?
Good. What's up, buddy?
I just wanted to say I had to walk my stepdaughter down the aisle because her father, they've been estranged for many years now, and he had said to her that over my dead body, will he walk you down the aisle? And I actually had to bring two guys in from Rhode Island to stand outside the church to make sure he didn't show up.
Threatened you. He was saying, over my dead body, are you going to walk my daughter down the aisle? But it was her wishes, right? She wanted you to do it.
She wanted me to do it, yes.
Who my favorite caller, Luca Brasi. Mm-hmm.
So you legitimately had a couple of big guys there just in case.
Yes, I did. They stood in the back of the church.
May your first child be a masculine child.
Did he show up?
No, he didn't.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
All right. Well, that was a good call, though.
Yeah. Right? If you want your wedding to run smoothly? The mob.
Yeah. So wait, need a couple of leg breakers.
Couple of leg breakers.
Mm-hmm. That'll do it.
And do you have, what are you serving? Is it fish and chicken?
Let me go to...
Out the window, you two pixies go.
We have another Brittany. Hey, Brittany.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. What's up, Brittany?
So, in my experience with a wedding, I know you're talking a lot about moms and dads, but we actually moved our wedding date after, like, booking a bunch of things. So we went back and forth with putting my now sister-in-law's daughter in the wedding, just because we don't really get along and, you know, whatever, but I was the nice aunt and asked both of my now nieces to be in it. So after we had asked them, you know, made a big deal about it, gave them the date, they told us, well, that's my prom date. You have to move your wedding.
Wait, what now? Okay.
It was her prom.
The niece's prom. And so they asked you to change?
When she said prom date, I was thinking that's a person that is my date to the prom.
I thought the same thing. Oh, I got you. No, the actual date on the calendar.
Yes.
So that's the same.
You're marrying my prom date.
The same date. And they asked you to change the date of your wedding?
They did. And
that's insane.
Yeah, I mean, we bit the bullet and just did it.
Oh,
wow. Okay, all right. Well, I have a couple of questions. How far in advance was this that you got word that you needed to change the date?
It was... So we got married in June. It was probably like less than a year in advance.
Okay.
So we had already booked like the DJ, put the deposit down for the date.
How many people were coming?
120
is a decent size.
Yeah.
Well, luckily we called the venue. The week following was still open, so we just said, all right, let's do it. Not a big deal.
You're very accommodating. Yeah. I don't think a lot of people... What I would have done is once that was all done... I would have sent my cousin Carrie to their prom.
Yeah.
Just to exact revenge.
All right, that's cool. Thanks, Brittany.
I mean, okay, so in this case, wedding trumps prom, does it not?
I would think so. Well, yeah, prom, yes.
Yes, wedding trumps prom.
Graduation may be a different story.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, if it's enough time in advance, look, let's try and move this because it's the same day to graduate. Graduation is you've finished school. You've done this. It's a long time
big
coming.
Big whoop.
Prom is just, it's a night out. Whatever. You've had other proms, possibly.
I don't agree with you.
Yeah.
You don't think prom?
It is the wedding for high school.
It's the wedding for the high school
But you're
student,
also, you're planning this ahead. You kind of have to look, you know, like, okay.
I also don't think somebody should plan their wedding around somebody's prom, but I think it's a big decision to make.
But if you're planning your wedding date, I apologize, Preston, but if you're planning your wedding date, you look at the calendar and you go, okay, well, what's coming up then? You know, is this prom season or is it graduation
or is it rabbit season?
Or is it duck season? You know,
rabbit season. You could probably go to a wedding ceremony and then make it to the prom.
Yes, you could do that.
You couldn't just couldn't make it to the reception.
Or have your wedding reception at the prom.
At the prom.
And then you just save the money on catering and everything.
Yeah.
Because it's already done. Yeah. Who are all these people?
Press, when you were sitting down and planning all your stuff for your wedding, and it's hard when you're like, okay.
You didn't plan a lot, though.
I didn't plan anything.
No.
Michelle almost did a surprise reception for you, right? Because there were surprise elements you had no idea were taking place.
Yeah, absolutely.
You sit down and go over the invite list.
I sampled some stuff, and that invitation looks okay, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Whatever you want, honey. That was the thing.
But every now and then I had to give approval anyway.
Yeah.
But
well, I thought you would have to go through your family and go, okay, is, you know, Uncle Ned invited, or do we really want
Ned?
Him?
Yeah.
We invited a lot of people, so everybody was invited.
In the dynamics of this, Preston, if you're somebody, you're sort of estranged with someone and you don't like them and they don't like you, why do you suddenly become incensed if you don't get invited to the wedding? Yeah. I've never understood that.
Yeah.
I hate this prick, but they're not inviting me.
Yeah. I don't know.
But it doesn't make any sense.
Sometimes it's not also about the kid. It's about the parents or the family or something, too.
And then
that's when it starts really tough.
They should step to the side and not sully the event for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Or for the younger folk.
I want to go to Sharon. Hey, Sharon, good morning.
Hi, sorry to bother you guys at work.
It's okay.
All right, what's up, Sharon?
So I have the story of all stories. I married the spawn of Satan.
You married the spawn of Satan. All right. Okay. Well, we know the context now.
All right.
And his mother.
Wait, by the way, I just love the way you said the word mother. His mother. Go ahead.
Well, we're not married anymore, so he can have.
Okay.
All
he can have it. Those two can finally have the relationship that they've wanted.
Yes, and it was there were talons that needed to be plucked out, like, beyond belief.
Okay.
She was not invited to the wedding. She called the hair salon where I was getting my hair done because she was talking to my mom, posed as me, told the hair salon that the wedding was off. Then she called the venue and posed as me, and they put a lock on my venue, so we had a password. So she had to give the password. God. She didn't know the password. So she called the venue acting as me. And then she called again at a different time to talk to someone else, acting as my mom, telling them that the wedding was off.
That's insane.
So you had to put in a security password.
We had to put a security password on our wedding file.
Wow.
So his mom couldn't find any information about it. And we had to have security there so she wouldn't show up.
That's a nightmare. Whoa. So you get married. Are you turning around, pirouetting constantly, expecting her to come in and do something horrific at the wedding?
We were prepared for it. We had security, you know, everywhere. It was like...
You had to have security. You had to have freaking security at a wedding.
We had to have security at my wedding, yeah.
Wow. But at least you had it and you didn't have to think about it that day because you knew that they were going to handle that.
Yeah, but now we're not married anymore.
So, but that's my point. That's what I was going to say. Maybe there was something that she was trying to stop it for a reason.
No, she's
a bitch.
She's never been invited to any of her children's weddings, and her daughter's been married 3 times. Her son was only married.
She
today,
might know.
And her other daughter was married, and she's never been to any of their weddings, and she's never been to any of the births of any of the children.
Wow.
So the spawn, I'm sorry, President, the spawn of Satan, did he do something to screw up the marriage?
He did many things.
Okay.
Many people to ruin the marriage.
Oh, that's what it is. That was my question. Yeah. Why did you guys?
But the mom was the same way, and that's how my ex-husband grew up. He just knew.
Yeah.
Lots of people in and out of his house.
By example.
A philanderer.
Wow. Is she from Bucks County by any chance or no?
No, they're from Venezuela.
Okay. Venezuela.
Venezuela.
Which is the Bucks County of South America.
Yeah. That's exactly that's what I was thinking. All right. Thank you very much, Sharon. Sorry that happened to you. I got to go to this call. We're going to have to take a break in a moment. But Jessica. Hi, Jessica. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Okay. So tell us about the nightmare wedding situation.
So my mom's parents split up when she was an early teenager, and my grandfather started dating this new woman that my mother never got along with. So when she got married, she invited her father, but not the girlfriend. And so my grandfather refused to come. And because her younger brother, my uncle, was upset about all of this, he hopped on his motorcycle and rode laps around the church during the ceremony.
During the ceremony.
Riding a loud motorcycle around the church during the ceremony.
That's crazy.
And wait a minute.
That's
this
so
was
funny though.
Whose brother was this?
My mom's brother.
Your own mother's brother who is getting married. And he does this to disrupt the wedding ceremony. Were you there?
No, I mean this before I was born.
I wasn't sure if your mom was getting remarried or something like that. Oh, my God. But it's a legendary story in your family, I would imagine.
Yeah.
He's like,
and, like, it's kind of sad because all of her wedding pictures, like, half of her family's not there because my grandfather and her brother...
You know what? Honestly, people go so bonkers for the wedding. And we never look at our pictures. We never look at the video. We've been married for 21 years and everything is great. I love her dearly. You know, but let's look at those pictures.
We do it on our anniversary. Do you?
I don't want to see them because I was 60 pounds heavier, man. I don't want to see that at all.
I look at Casey's pictures on our anniversary.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that it's not sad that half the family wasn't there because they're not looking at the pictures.
I know.
Every year.
It's very good because what is it per plate?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What was it per plate? That's right. Think about
back then,
that.
It wasn't bad.
All right, anyhow. Well, believe it or not, this stuff goes all the way up to the royal family.
Same issues.
And the dad, not his. Well, they're saying he had a heart attack 6 days ago and he can't make it. But they were planning this week. It's on Saturday.
Right.
They were planning this week for him to walk her down the aisle.
Right.
So he's going to run a motorcycle and ride around
it'll be a coach.
Yeah.
Can you hear it in there?
You know what? He'll get like a thoroughbred because they run faster and they're a little more loud. Maybe that'll do it.
Could you keep it down, please?
All right. Anyhow, thank you for sharing your stories. We appreciate that. Listen, we want to take a break. Come back in a second. Got some bizarre file stories. And also, we have a lot of product to move today. We have a lot of prizes. So we're probably going to do a contest in just a little bit.
I love it.
And I want to thank our friends from Penn Mutual Collegiate Rugby Championship and Dunkin' Donuts for being here this morning. Their big event is coming up. June 1st to the 3rd at Talon Energy Stadium.
Rugby's a lot of fun to see.
It is a lot of fun
Great
to
sport.
See. And we have a couple of tailgate parties that we're going to be giving away, which include a whole lot of good stuff. So I'll give you some of the details in just a minute when we get back. But you can get details about the event at sevensrugby.com. It is the Collegiate Rugby Championship. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
All this year, 93.3 WMMR celebrates 50 years of rocking Philadelphia. And we're celebrating with the best of everything that rocks, including something brand new, tapping the keg for our first ever beer festival, WMMR's Birthday Beer Bash. Yeah. Cheers to 50 years. Saturday, June 23rd, outdoors at Sugar House Casino. Throughout the afternoon, enjoy unlimited samples of over 100 beers, plus live music, food trucks, tailgate games, and lots more. Tickets on sale now. Now, get to WMMR.com for tickets and more info. VIP and early bird discount available while supplies last. WMMR's Birthday Beer Bash. Cheers to 50 years. From 93.3 WMMR, everything that rocks.
Hi, Grandma.
By the way, McElwain out again today. I think he has the same thing that I had, and he's doing this. No, not that. No. He's got, like, the head cold and chest and sore throat and everything. And I should not have come in that Friday. I called out sick on that Thursday.
You know what you are?
What?
You're a hero.
I'm a hero.
There are some people who are weak and weak-spirited, and then there are heroes.
Right. Okay.
The only reason you're not a hero is because you didn't get the rest of us sick.
Oh, thank you, Kathy.
Yeah. That's
well,
the only
I worked
reason.
Really, I worked really hard at that. But, no, it's I don't blame him for not making it in today because it's horrible. A lot
he's
people.
Also very embarrassed that that his hand fits completely in our jar with the high schools in it.
Casey indicated that Nick has very slender hands.
Yes.
And soft hands. Yeah. He went into, like, the texture of his skin.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
That's why Nick wears those elbow-length Audrey Hepburn gloves.
It's right? Funny. I have soft hand as well. My little brother told me, he's like, it's because you never worked a hard day in your life. I'm like... Yeah, I'm smart.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like Quint with Hooper, you know? Look at these hands. These are city hands.
I'm lazy and smart. So, yes, I have soft hands.
You're lazy and smart.
So, listen up. June 2nd, Saturday, June 2nd, if you have access to about 20 people, and actually 19 to be more specific, and you are interested in going to this really cool United World Sports Rugby event, it is the Collegiate Rugby Championship, June 2nd. I will take caller number 20. If you can rustle up 19 other people to go along with you.
What?
Beginning at 10 a.m. Yeah, this is a full party. It's a full tailgate party that I'm going to give you.
The whole deal.
20 tickets to the event, which is at Talon Energy Stadium. Dunkin' Donuts brunch food for 20 people delivered to your tailgate. They'll set up a tent for you guys, a 10-by-10 tent for your party.
You don't have to bring anything.
And so you get food and you get tickets to the event. And it's the Collegiate Rugby Festival powered by Dunkin' and the country's best college rugby as they crown a new 2018 National Rugby Champion. So if you can make this event, call only if you can make it. Don't call just because I'm saying to call in now.
No.
Call number 20 at 215-263-WMMR. We will give that to you. And then I have another one before the show is up that I'll have your opportunity to win.
And again, as we said before, if you've never seen rugby played in person, it is a very kinetic, very cool game. And obviously, if you're a fan, you know what I'm saying is true.
And in fact, rugby sevens is the newest Olympic sport, by the way. So you can check out America's future Olympians as they do this. It's over 45 matches. At the championship, and it's the 1st to the 3rd at Talon Energy Stadium. You can go to sevensrugby.com for information. So let's get us a winner. While we're doing that, we'll get the Bizarre File.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
This morning is brought to you by Scruples Gentlemen's Club. Looking to party with the hottest girls in Bucks County? Then come party with the ladies of Scruples Gentlemen's Club. Enjoy happy hour specials. And visit gotscruples.com for more information. All right, I got this via an email from a listener, a guy named Michael Hertzler, who is sending this in. It's about his niece, who he says is pretty awesome and inspiring. So the story that he sent is as follows. A Pennsylvania high school student took an unorthodox approach to prom and brought a cardboard cutout of Danny DeVito to the dance as her date.
That's awesome.
And it's Danny as Frank.
Yeah.
And by the way, Michael had said Frank Reynolds is an idol for all of us. And so her name is Allison Kloss, and she and her famous two-dimensional date joined other Carlisle High School seniors Friday for prom. Is Carlisle, Carlisle, PA anywhere near here at all?
Not familiar.
I'm not familiar with Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
I think it's out. Isn't it out near, like, past the Poconos?
I don't know. Maybe
I thought
well
it was
maybe
out past Redding, Carlisle car show. They have a big car show every year.
You might be right, Kate.
It's just north of Las Vegas.
No, Marissa's looking it up right now, so we'll get an idea.
It's near Schulster, Middlesex.
She's zooming out.
Near Harrisburg.
Okay, it's west of Harrisburg, it looks like. So. Right. Anyhow, she purchased the cutout of DeVito online along with a scooter that she used to move the figure around while she was there.
You know, the whole It's Always Sunny thing has caught on even much more exponentially now that this show is constantly being repeated.
Yep.
So Frank Reynolds is an icon.
That's great. A Chinese man. Casey, we were talking about hemorrhoids this morning.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Chinese man suffered a severe instance of rectal prolapse.
Ooh.
After he sat on a toilet for half an hour while playing games on his cell phone.
Is that a distension?
I may have covered this before.
This just in, the rectal prolapse.
The Daily Mail reports that the unnamed patient went to the hospital around midnight after he noticed that a mysterious ball-sized mass had fallen out of his butt, but it was still attached to his rear end.
Yeah, that's pause for concern.
Doctors diagnosed a man with rectal prolapse, a condition where the rectum, which is the last part of the large intestine, detaches from inside the body, allowing it to protrude.
A large fleshy ball hanging from my rectum?
Which
come right in, you say?
Thereby turns it inside out. Chronic constipation is present in 30 to 67% of patients diagnosed with anal prolapse, partially due to severe straining.
Oh, my God.
The patient, who was treated by Dr. Sue Dan...
was euthanized.
No, from the gastrointestinal surgery division, allegedly told his doctors that he had been playing cell phone games while unsuccessfully attempting to defecate for a half an hour.
A half an hour? I mean... I wave off if nothing's happening in about 10 minutes.
All right, I give it 5, because usually by the time you get there, like, you're ready to go.
Right.
Right?
You got your pizza sticks.
That's why I hate when I go to the bathroom and Peaches is in there. I'm like, oh, man, I've already started to relax.
Peaches cleans up the bathrooms here, by the way. It's not like there's produce in the bathroom.
Thank you for context, Steve. Peaches is the name of our custodian.
These guys have produce in their bathroom.
So the doctor cautioned that anyone experiencing a similar situation seek immediate medical attention, by the way.
I have never heard of that. I never want to hear of it again.
This is a great video I showed. I think I showed Kathy and Casey this yesterday. A Bay City marriage proposal is going viral, but it has absolutely nothing to do with the newly engaged couple. Kevin Pretzula recently got engaged to his girlfriend Alyssa in front of the fountain at Winona Park, and apparently it's a pretty romantic spot to pop the question. Unfortunately, the fountain wasn't the only thing flowing at the time. As the couple's child, and he looks to be around 2-3 years old, decided that it would be the perfect time to drop his pants and take a leak.
It's hilarious.
It is so funny.
Because it's done in the innocent way a kid of that age would do it.
He's on his knees, and somebody was filming it. He gets down on his knees, she's looking at him, and behind the dad, the kid just pops down, he's facing the other way, pulls his pants all the way down, Kathy, whips it out, and just pees all over the sidewalk. It is so funny. And they got a real laugh out of it at the end of it, so they're getting married. A large black bear attacked a 5-year-old girl in her backyard in Colorado early on Sunday.
Yeah, I heard about this.
An unidentified girl walked out of her home at about 2:30 a.m. after hearing a noise outside. She thought that it was the family dog in the backyard. The child's mother then heard her daughter shouting and headed outside to see what had happened. When she went outside to investigate, she witnessed a large black bear dragging her daughter.
Jeez.
She told officers the bear dropped the girl after she began screaming at the animal. The child did suffer serious injuries to her back and near her head. She's in fair condition at a local hospital and is expected to fully recover. The same bear is believed to have recently attacked a neighbor's chicken coop and eaten the birds. So wildlife officials have set traps or tracking the bear with bloodhounds. If it's found, they're going to have to kill the bear because they believe the animal will remain a threat to humans.
Well, now that it thinks that there's food in that area, it's going to be an issue.
So they're asking residents to keep trash, pet food, and even bird seed inside and report any bear sightings until the family is found.
Yeah, bears will go after bird feeders.
Sure.
Yeah.
Any kind of food source, they'll go for it. All right, and then finally, tourists visiting Disney World in Florida on Friday were forced to take cover after a metallic fire-breathing dragon suddenly burst into flames.
I would have thought this was part of the... I was watching the video. I'm like, wow, that looks real.
So it does shoot flames out.
Yeah.
But the whole thing caught on fire. Video of the incident shows the head of the animatronic beast completely engulfed in fire, moving towards the crowd as black smoke billows in the sky. The attraction is Maleficent's Dragon and part of the Magic Kingdom's daily Festival of Fantasy Parade located in Liberty Square.
That's the one. Okay. All right.
Video of the
incident. All right, everyone. Run!
Video of the incident shows the head of the animatronic beast completely engulfed in fire, moving towards the crowd as black smoke billows to the sky. The fire was extinguished by a park employee, and the area was cleared for tourists shortly thereafter. No one was injured in the incident.
There you go. There's a picture, Kathy.
Yeah, the whole thing, the whole head of it was on fire.
On fire.
So, yep. All right, and there you go. That's what I have for you in the Bizarre File this morning. Yes, Casey?
No, I was looking at the monitor.
Oh, okay.
And there's a light right above the monitor, so in order for me to be able to see the monitor, I have to... kind of block the light out, and it looks like I'm raising my hand.
Are you photosensitive, by the way? Do I said sometimes you'll put on glasses in the studio here.
It hasn't happened in a while. Sometimes I get ocular migraines.
Okay.
It hasn't happened in a little while, but but that light is right, and it's like facing right down into my eyeballs. So.
Okay. That's, I thought you had
I'm sorry, man.
Comment or question.
No.
But that's okay, man.
He gets to go potty.
Yep. And you can go now.
Do I have the pass?
We're going to take a break, and I'll give you a pass. We're going to come back in a moment. Don't forget, we're going to have Michael Carbonaro on. I can't wait to talk to him because I love that show, The Carbonaro Effect. It's entering its fourth season on True TV. And our buddy Robert Irvine is getting in touch as well. We'll be back in a moment, and we got to give some stuff away, so we'll get to that in a second, too. Stay with us.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
So we're going to play a contest, and I have a lot, and you don't have to do anything.
You have to do a damn thing.
We're going to play it. You just sit back and get ready to win. That's all you got to do. And we have a lot of stuff to give away. So here, Casey, can I mention all of these?
Yes.
Okay, we either have a case of Yards Brawler that you can win.
Mm.
We have a digital download code for Black Panther, which comes out today, by the way. We have in here, can put those
in there? Only two of those.
Jay Leno is coming to town.
Woo-hoo.
At the Kimmel Center, and we'll have your chances to go see him and possibly meet Jay as well.
It's just like Black Panther.
Also, we have movie screening passes for the movie Solo, which we have an advanced screening of. Nick Murphy saw it last night, said he loved it. We have movie screening passes for the movie Upgrade, which looks pretty wild.
Yes.
And is this in there too, Casey?
Yeah.
All right. We have a screening of Action Point, which is this movie with Johnny Knoxville. It seems to be playing off of Action Park in New Jersey, that amusement park, which was like deadly almost.
Occasionally would kill patrons.
Yeah. And we'll also throw in some happy hour passes for Parks Casino on Thursday night if you're a female. You can qualify for that. And tickets to see Dennis Miller. So that's on Thursday. This is a lot to choose.
That's a lot.
215-263-WMMR is the number. This is of Marissa's creation. And we like to do music-based contests because they're a lot of fun. And a lot of people listen to MMR are music fans indeed. And, of course, if you listen to the show for any particular amount of time, you know that we love movies and all things about movies and movie quotes and this and that. So what Marissa's put together are a list of songs or performances that exclusively live within the movie realm. So it might be a fictitious band in a movie that has their quote-unquote hit song.
So it's not a soundtrack song.
No,
it is not a song that appears within the movie.
Yes.
Okay. As a song that the people in the movie can hear with their own movie ears.
Exactly. So I'll give you an example if you guys ever saw, and this isn't on there, but this could have been one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember from, we've all seen Inside Out, right?
Yes. Yeah.
You know the jingle, Triple Dent Gum, one that plays over and over?
Yeah, yeah.
That, it's not a real product. It is only in that movie. And that
Inside Out.
Yeah, that's, by the way, that's Steve's buzz-in song.
Okay.
So that would be an example of what we're looking for, something like that.
Okay, yes.
Or there might be a band that played at a birthday party, and they played one of their original songs in a scene from this whatever movie. You just have to name the movie.
So I have a wealth of movie knowledge. This I'm you guys I think are stronger in the songs in movies thing, but I'm going to give it my all for you.
Yeah, that's your disclaimer.
That's my disclaimer.
Steve sucks at this. Yeah.
I'm not going to get one.
I disagree. Oh, yeah.
Preston has faith in us.
Okay. I think you guys will do really well in this. Marissa, right. Don't you think they'll get these?
Absolutely. In fact, I wish I didn't make this so I could play along.
I know, me
let's
too.
Just play along and we'll let everyone know you're cheating.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When everybody gets me. No, when I was creating it, Murph looked over because he saw one of the ones I was doing. Yeah. He's like, is that what you're doing? And he gave me a whole list, too. So we had so much fun putting this together. All
right. So the reason that you guys are going to do this instead of callers, I think it might be harder for callers. Number one, it might be kind of hard to hear it down the phone line. And number two, we're pretty hardcore movie geeks.
Yeah.
And I think we might get these.
I'm just glad Nick's not here because he would have gotten all of them.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
he pays attention to stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm the movie, the director, the, you know, little insignifica. Mm-hmm. But as far as stuff like songs and themes, you did a contest years ago, which was not the song that's known that was generated by the movie, but the song that plays on the closing credits. Which was kind of a cool game as well.
Yeah, so this is kind of similar to that, but these reside only in there's one that's questionable.
All right.
That I'm going to keep in here.
From A Quiet Place.
But no, I think you're going to like it. Right. So the way this is going to work, each one of you is going to play for a listener that is on the phone lines on hold right now, okay? So we have Casey playing for Brian, Steve is going to play for Sean, and Kathy is going to play for Nancy. And then we have other people on hold, and as someone wins, we're going to cycle through them. Now, if you're on hold for Steve right now and Steve doesn't get this right, stay on hold because we'll keep you with Steve.
Stay with me.
Until he gets one right. Yes. All right? So, once again, we have Brian for Casey, Sean for Steve, and Nancy for Kathy. So, let me get the first song ready to go, and let's hear your buzzes. How are you going to buzz in? Kathy? All right, you're the bell, Steve. Steve's doing the slide whistle, and Casey? That thing. That sounded like dun-da-da-da. Okay, here is the first song from our movie tunes. Ready?
Yes.
Here we go. All right, Steve?
Walk Hard?
No, that is incorrect. All right, let me continue with you two. I'm out a-wandering, chasing a rainbow dream. I often stop and think about the blue. Casey buzzed in.
Is it A Mighty Wind?
It is A Mighty Wind! That is The Folksman with Old Joe's Place.
Wow.
And if it would have progressed further, Steve, you definitely would have got it.
I jumped in. I was along the right lines.
Yep.
A mockumentary, if you will.
Correct. So that is from A Mighty Wind. And that means that we have Brian as our winner. And Brian, what's Brian going to get, Casey?
Hey, Brian, you got a pair of passes to see Solo, a Star Wars story on Monday, May 21st, 7 p.m. at the UA King of Prussia. It hits theaters everywhere on May 25th.
Apparently the movie takes place so far back in the legend that Chewbacca doesn't have pubes.
Oh, wow. That's far back. So we'll get somebody else to case. I'll play a little bit more of this. I've never seen where friendly folks can gather and raise the rafters high with songs and tales of yesteryear until they say goodbye. Well. That's Christopher Guest.
A Mighty Wind is a lot of fun. It's not my favorite of the lot, but it's definitely solid.
All right, here is the next song. Casey, by the way, we are now going to put you with Jay.
Right.
Which means that Kathy's playing for Nancy still, and Steve is playing for Sean.
Poor Nancy's going to be on for a long time.
Here we go. Here is the next song. Tell me what movie this is from. Casey buzzing. Casey?
Is it Rockstar?
It is not Rockstar.
Oh, man.
Continue. Steve.
Almost Famous?
Yes! Yes! Fever Dog from Stillwater.
There you go. Damn it.
The guitar solo is incendiary
in
that.
Incendiary.
All right, you got it right.
It's sick.
And that means that we have a winner with Sean. And what does Sean get, Casey?
All right, Sean, you're going to win the same thing as the other person. You've got passes to see Solo, A Star Wars Story. It is May 21st. That's next Monday. At the UA King of Prussia at 7 p.m. and hits theaters on May 25th.
All right. Now, we need to get another one for Steve. Steve is going to play for Joe. this time around. That means
welcome, Joe.
That means Kathy and Nancy are still a couple.
Nancy.
And
you're going to be besties by the end of this.
Yes, we are.
Casey, who is playing for Jay. Now, this is the one that I thought was kind of questionable.
Okay.
But I'm going to let you play anyway. So get your sounding devices ready to go. Buzz in if you know what movie this movie tune is from.
That's Coming to America.
Wow, he got it right. Wow. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to play a little bit more. Hang on. That means Jay's our winner. What does Jay get?
Jay, you got a digital code for Marvel's Black Panther available digitally now and available on 4K Ultra HD Blu-ray DVD and on demand right now.
Sexual chocolate.
Yeah.
They play so fine, don't you agree? I believe the children are our future.
Thank you.
Teach them where they let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
I love Eddie Murphy. He's so good in this role.
He's great. It's so underrated, that particular section. Because there's so many entertainers like that.
Oh. Listen, when he says inside, he makes it whistle.
Yeah.
Inside.
I got to hear it.
Yeah.
All the beauty they possess inside.
And you know he's doing that on purpose.
Give them a sense.
A prize.
A prize. Make it easier. I decided long ago.
Oh, it's great.
Never to walk in anyone's shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, you can't take away my dignity.
And I got to thank Craig Ligons. He got me a Randy Jackson or Randy Watson t-shirt.
T-shirt, which is great. Yeah,
I need to wear that.
If you've not seen Coming to America, you should.
I showed it to my 15-year-old son.
Did they dig it?
He said it was genius.
There you go.
Those were his exact words.
John Landis and Eddie Murphy together.
I turned it on for my kids just as they were saying, your royal penis is clean.
I'm like,
no, it's not.
God almighty.
Your parenting skills, which are wonderful, compared to what my father was. Turn it up.
Oh, yeah. Steve, when we were at the NASCAR race, how about I dropped a blatant F-bomb in front of my son?
He did.
And it was just... And, Steve,
and he started laughing.
He started laughing. You cracked up. And I was like, oh, my God. Because it was right at the start. And it was like, yum, 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 yum. And I go, that's so effing cool,
We had a non-expletive jar at our house. If you didn't curse, you had to put money into the jar.
Casey described it one time on how he shields his kids from this sometimes. Like, if he flips on TV and something inappropriate comes on, he goes, hey, look at this crazy dance I'm doing. Just anything to distract.
They're easily distracted.
Oh, jeez.
Right.
Yeah, it's too funny.
So we have Casey playing for Kyle. Steve is playing for Joe. And Kathy is playing for Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, nice.
What's up, Nancy?
Nancy.
All right, here is the next song. You guys will get this. No problem, I guarantee. Get your signaling devices ready.
This is your song, Nancy.
Here we go.
I am the man.
That's Casey.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
That is absolutely correct. Right. And that means we got a winner with Kyle. And what does Kyle get, Case?
All right, so Kyle, you're going to see Solo, a Star Wars story in IMAX, by the way, on Monday, May 21st, 7 p.m. at the UA King of Prussia. It hits theaters everywhere May 25th.
Now, you guys know I don't like country music. But this soundtrack is fantastic.
Yep.
This is bluegrass.
Yeah. And you're a huge bluegrass fan.
Nah, some bluegrass I like better than country. A lot, bluegrass has a little bit more heart and soul to it, I think. A little more roots as opposed to, you know, truck and beer and redneck and all some of the other. It's a little more traditional, and I do appreciate bluegrass.
I was listening to the soundtrack for a while there last year, and my kids keep asking me to play Study About Those Good Old Ways.
Yeah.
And that's not the name of the song. It's the one where the girls are singing down at the river.
Oh, Down to the River to
Down
Pray.
Down to the River. Okay, yeah.
Great song.
Mm-hmm.
Great song. Okay, next we have Casey playing for Mike. Steve is playing with Joe. And Kathy's playing with...
Nancy!
Yeah! Next song.
She told us.
I told you.
She said.
I knew it.
I'm going to predict now that Casey's going to get this one.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh!
It's easy.
You were
were so close, Kathy.
Well, all right, let's.
All right, same time.
By the
Kathy.
Way, that, yeah, that squeak yeah. and ding went right along with the sound.
Yeah, can we just it's give like
the wee ping.
All right, well they're not playing for the same thing. You ready on this on the count of three?
Okay,
one, two, three.
Pitch Perfect.
You both win.
Give it to Nancy.
Nancy, you got a prize.
What are we giving Nancy, Case?
All right, so we're going to hook Nancy up with a pair of tickets to see Jay Leno at the Kimmel Center's Academy of Music. It's on this Saturday. Plus, you get passes to meet Jay.
That's awesome.
And some tickets do remain at KimmelCenter.org.
All right, and then for Mike, what do we have for him?
Mike, we're going to hook you up with a case of Yards Brawler. Yards Brewing Company introduces Brawler, proudly canned in 12-ounce and 16-ounce pounders for the first time right here in the City of Champions. Visit the new Yards Tap Room at 5th and Spring Garden or grab them at Garage Passionk in South Philly.
Can you do this, Preston?
I used to be able to. I'd have to relearn it. I don't remember it. And I'm leaving tomorrow. What do you
say? When I'm gone. I think she was already attractive in my mind, but after singing, she became even that much hotter.
If you've not seen the movie, she's hitting baby skulls.
Yeah.
No. No, it's a cup.
Oh, cups.
Yeah. It's called cups? Cups. It's not baby skulls.
Yeah, a cup.
And I forgot
Nick should
name.
Do
I
it.
Anna Kendrick. Anna Kendrick. Thank you very much. Okay, so next tune, I'm going to go to. Let me see here. I got to pull up the.
See, that's why, like, name that tune. Yeah. I was never that good at. I need a few more notes, but like movie titles and stuff like that.
Kathy, we're switching it up for you. Playing for Mike.
Mike.
Moik.
Moik.
Moik V. And then Steve is playing with Joe, and Casey, you have Bob. Oh, okay. That's who you're going to be playing
Bob!
With.
Bob!
All right, here is the next song. Signaling devices ready, and let's begin movie tunes.
Stand up and shine!
Steve.
Rockstar?
Yeah! Yes! Rockstar is correct. And that means our winner is Joe. And what are we going to give Joe, Casey?
Joe, I love you. And you have won passes to see Solo, a Star Wars story
Joe,
in IMAX.
I love you.
On Monday, May 21st at 7 p.m. UA King of Prussia. It's in theaters everywhere, May 25th.
You know what? There are parts of this movie I really like.
It is. It's a fun movie. It's the one where Mark Wahlberg joins this band, the band that he's always loved. He was in a tribute band and becomes their singer.
It's loosely based on Judas Priest.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so what happened was after Rob Halford left, he came out of the closet, he left the band. This guy named Ripper, believe it or not, was in a tribute band, and they hired him to be the lead singer of Judas Priest. And so it was kind of loosely based on that. But I do like some of this movie. Let's get another caller on the line. Since Steve got that right, we are going to add Michelle. You're going to be playing along with her.
Mm-hmm.
And Kathy's playing with Mike. And then Casey is going to still play with Bob.
Bob!
I like this next one. You guys ready? Kath, you might get this.
Okay.
All right, listen closely. Signaling devices, here we go. Otis, ancient skies. Casey, wait! Did you?
I did, but I think he got it first. Yeah.
Right. It's Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
That is correct. Yes.
Right.
All Just Snow and Inside of You.
Okay.
And then Casey, our winner is Bob.
Bob, you got past the C Solo Star Wars story, May 21st, UA King of Prussia.
All right. But you took me by surprise when you let me inside of you. Inside of you. I love this. Inside. Russell Brand was so perfect as this character.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
I mean, then he went on a stink streak.
Yeah. Inside
you. This one was tough because it's also in Get Him to the Greek.
Yeah.
This same song?
Yeah.
He plays the same character.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. Would you have accepted either answer?
I think I wrote it down just in case because I know you guys too well.
I never saw Get Him to the Greek. I heard
it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
What'd you guys think?
I loved it.
I never saw it.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's great.
Okay. All right. We have a new caller that Casey's going to play for then, and that means Mark. You're going to play along with him, and Steve has Michelle, and Kathy is playing with Mike V. Mike.
Week.
All right. How about this one? What movie is this from?
Thank you.
vocals kick in, you guys will get it. Casey?
It's School of Rock.
Yes! That is absolutely correct.
Check. All right.
It's a song that Zach wrote. And so that means that Mark is going to get a prize, and I think we're sending him to a movie screening, right?
Yes, Case? We're going to see Upgrade, written and directed by Lee Winnell. It's going to be this Thursday, 7 p.m. at the Ritz-Bourse. You should arrive by 6 p.m. for meet and greet with Lee before the screening and receive a signed poster. So Upgrade hits theaters on June 1st, by the way.
I love this movie.
It's a great movie.
It's a lot of fun.
It's also, it's an atypical movie for Richard Linklater.
Yeah?
You know, it's a straight-up comedy.
What does he do? See, you know directors and writers. I don't know any of that
Dazed
stuff.
Dazed and Confused.
Yeah. Boyhood.
This was a little more overt.
Did he do Boyhood?
He did Boyhood.
Okay. Yeah. But music is a big part of his movies.
Yes, very much
huge
so.
Huge part of his movies.
All right, so if you're just tuning in, these are songs that that reside just within movies. These are not, songs that they took elsewhere, and they're not part of the soundtrack. This is just made for characters in
people
the movie.
In the movie, yep. Could hear these songs.
Well, yeah, that too. So, Casey, you're going to play with Trevor now, and Kathy is hanging on with Mike V. And we have Steve playing for Michelle. Right. Here is the next song, Buzz In, when you know what movie it is from. Here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Casey.
Is this Scott Pilgrim?
Yeah.
Oh, that's correct. Nice.
Wow. You're on fire.
I am on fire.
Nice
Sorry,
job.
Guys.
He watched a lot of movies.
I do.
Well, but you pay attention to the songs.
Yeah.
But
it was
I don't.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Because it's more punk, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so what do we have for Trevor?
For Trevor to see Solo, A Star Wars Story in IMAX. It hits theaters on May 25th.
There's a song that I have from this soundtrack that I keep on my workout playlist. It's called Threshold.
Okay.
It's real intense.
Right.
Like this, just a driving, really cool.
Most of the music is pretty intense.
Rhythm, yeah. Very distorted.
Yeah.
That's a good movie. I love Scott World,
Scott Pilgrim.
Scott World, Scott Pilgrim versus the world. Let's see. Next, Case, who are you going to play with? I got to get the.
I'm
going to
win for Ben.
You're going to win for Ben. All right. And we have Steve playing Michelle, and Kathy's playing with Mike V. Okay. Next song, Kathy, you're killing it on this.
Okay.
All right. No, maybe not this one.
Okay.
But the next one.
Or not.
All right. But I think Steve will get this correct. Here is the next song. Steve.
Step Brothers.
Yeah.
Boats and Hoes. Not much of that song is arable.
No.
And we have Steve, who won for Michelle. And what is Michelle going to get on this case?
Oh, Michelle gets beer. Let me get the all the words that I need to read.
That would help.
Yes. All right, Michelle, you got a case of Yards Brawler. Yards Brewing Company introduces Brawler, proudly canned in 12 and 16-ounce pounders for the first time right here in the City of Champions. Visit the new Yards Tap Room, 5th and Spring Garden, or grab them at Goshen Beverage and Gopher Junction. Goshen Beverage Center in Westchester.
Okay.
At the end of that film, Preston, you know, Will Ferrell does the ballad, but yep. they keep yelling out boats and hoes.
Right,
at
right.
And part of the song.
All right, do we have time for one more or do we need to wrap it up?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, one last one. And then this time, Steve is going to be playing with John to change it up. And then Kathy has Mike V. And Casey is playing with listener Trevor on the phone line. So, Kathy, I think this one you can get.
This is for you.
Okay. All right. That's for me. Guys, right. Don't buzz in.
Okay, you won't buzz in. We'll let it run for 10 minutes.
All right, thanks.
You guys all know this. But
and plus, play the live version.
Kathy may actually get this, so you may want to give her a shot at it. Here we go.
Come on. I was just playing along with it. I don't know the song.
You don't know this?
Wow.
This is the easiest one. I purposely held off.
Yeah.
All right, should I do a different one for you two?
You give it to both of us.
Yeah,
all right, we'll give you both prizes. What is it?
That thing you do.
Exactly.
That thing you do. It's that thing you do.
Can't you
before I watched it.
Yeah, but this one is played over and over and over, and it's the title of
it's
the
their
movie.
Hit, yeah.
Well, oh, you cut out the... Okay, yeah. I get the giveaway.
I don't think I saw
Fountains of Wayne?
Yes,
they performed that.
They're the ones
that.
Who did it. They yeah. wrote and performed that song.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, sir.
Who did Stacey's
People
Mom?
Did Stacey's Mom wrote and performed that song. So, Casey, what are we giving to who?
All right, so Ben and Michelle both get a case of Yards Brawler. It's Yards Brewing Company introduces Brawler. It's now canned in 16 and 12-ounce pounders for the first time. You can grab it at here.
Gopher Junction.
At Exton Beverage Company on East Lincoln Highway in Exton. Or...
Yeah.
At the Split Rail Tavern on North Walnut Street in Westchester.
Nice.
Nurse.
All right, and there you go. That's movie tunes.
Yay!
Did you guys like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was better than I thought.
That's a good game.
Not that it wasn't entertaining, but I thought that because it was, you know, it was laid out initially as being very hard. I didn't think it was that hard.
No. I thought you guys did great. And there's a lot of other ones we could do it. We could do it another time.
Were you checking the text board? Were people getting them?
Oh, no, I wasn't looking at the text at all. But, they always do. So,
yeah.
It looks like a lot of people were getting these correct.
All right.
Somebody said School of Rock A-holes. So there you go. People like to add little adjectives in there from time to time.
So we got it.
Yeah, we did. You guys did get it right. I don't know why they call you a-holes.
In a quarter of a second.
Yeah.
Did I not say School of Rock?
You said School of Rock.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you? Yeah.
Right,
oh, enough of this.
And that's what
I have. Oh, you know why? Because it played for a long time. It took to Jack Black getting to the vocals.
Got it. All right, listen, we got to take a break because Michael Carbonaro is going to be joining in just a moment or two. And believe it or not, we still have a lot of great stuff to give away, including the Collegiate Rugby Championships coming up. We'll do another one of those tailgates, and I'll tell you when to call in for that. We'll be back in just a moment.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Hey, it's Preston. Listen, when I want to relax, I go to Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Listen, whether you want a rejuvenating massage or refreshing facial, Hand and Stone is the place to go. Introductory massages or facials start at just $59.95. Visit handandstone.com or one of their 50 locations in the Delaware Valley. Restrictions apply. See spa for details.
Prince Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. All the big-name brands, they have them. Visit FrenchCreekOutfitters.com for additional info. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
Are you ready for love? If so, Stephen makes it easy, handpicking diamonds to create a stunning engagement ring that's guaranteed to take her breath away. Stephen Singer Jewelers, real love experts at the other corner of 8th and Walnut or IHateStephenSinger.com.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Thank you very much, Kathy. So my family, my kids are very jealous. I want to talk to this next guest.
Yes, you're a big fan.
We all watch the show. We watch it all the time. It's called The Carbonaro Effect. And if you're not familiar with it, if you've never seen it, it's on True TV. And Michael Carbonaro, the host, is a magician, is an illusionist. But he poses, and they have hidden cameras, and he'll pose in places where you don't expect an illusionist to be, like in a retail shop or something like that. And he will do these illusions on people when they're not expecting it to happen. And when that happens, they think what they're seeing is really the real deal.
Right.
Uh-huh. And it's hilarious.
And it's a good peek into the way people really react. Obviously, if there's a dude standing up on the stage with a tuxedo, you're going to expect magic.
Yeah.
Outside of that, you're going to be caught completely off guard.
That's what's genius about this show. So please welcome from the Carbonaro Effect, Michael Carbonaro.
Yay!
Michael, good morning.
Hey. Hello. How are you guys? So happy to be here.
Awesome, dude. Listen, I'm a huge fan of this show. I love what you do. It's one of those programs. By the way, I fell into it via the Impractical Jokers, and you guys have done crossovers before and all that stuff, and it's just a great companion show to that, I think, although it's completely, different in its tone. But it was just so easy to get caught into the show. And it's one of those shows that you can just kind of leave on all day if they happen to be doing one of those marathons,
Oh, totally. Yeah. I can't believe how much it's blowing up. It's on all the airplanes and so many families are watching it. We get tons of letters that are like, it's the only show you could put on and anyone can watch it. Literally any age, grandma, your 7-year-old son, yourself, your dog.
Yeah, yeah. The dog even likes it.
I am surprised that no one has done this before with hidden camera shows through the decades that they've been on, that something like this hasn't done before.
Have.
Oh, they have.
Believe it or not. Yeah, this has been, you know, reaching all the way back to even Candid Camera, I don't think what I'm doing is too far off from some of the stuff that Alan Funt was doing. You know, like, they would do, and I mean, granted, they didn't hide the secrets like a magician, like I do. But, you know, there was some fun stuff on Candid Camera, which I love watching those old episodes, where they would have, like, a lady secretly drive a car into a gas station that has no motor, and then all of the mechanics are like scratching their heads like, how did you get here? And she's like, I don't know, it made a sound. It was making a funny sound while I was driving. And they're really sitting there trying to wrestle this bizarre moment, like, how could this woman have driven without a car? So I think that's kind of what I'm doing, is like setting up bizarre little encounters in people's lives, hopefully get them out of their phones, get their brains working again, you know.
Well, what is cool is that, you know, and I've seen a number of episodes myself. Preston's definitely, and his family are addicted to it, is that with Candid Camera, you had, obviously, someone would walk into a room and then they'd walk out and the room would change or whatever. And you're doing stuff, but stuff that speaks specifically to your magician skill set is what's interesting, is just because people on that level talking about, you know, like with David Blaine. He'd be out on the street doing his thing, but you know he's a magician. He's coming up to you with a crew. It is, as Preston said in the intro, there is that moment out of context. For example, I liken it to, if you ever see it like a fist fight in person, it's nothing like a movie fight. You know, so when you see magic done the way you're doing it, or illusions done the way you're doing it in that atmosphere, it's so the whole money shot is the reaction of the person who's like, oh my God, I just witnessed like a miracle, or I witnessed something that, you know, that is magic. And that's where the show really
succeeds. They don't have that look. Like when you tell someone, hey, I'm a magician, they go, okay, let me see.
Exactly.
Their arms, and they're ready to like watch. But when suddenly you're in a store and the guy behind the counter is cloning rats, you know, we just did this bit in the new season. It's out of control. We're in a reptile shop. And I'm convincing this ordinary dude who just came in there with his, you know, he wants to feed his lizard. He was buying crickets, and I'm that dude behind the counter who gives out crickets and the little mice that people come in to buy to feed their snakes. And I'm sitting there cloning rats. And what does that mean? I have this, like, laser machine, and I'm taking one rat, and I'm splicing it down to four rats visually. And then I visually make four into eight. And I'm using this, like, laser like it's a magic wand, and I'm explaining to the guy, like, oh, yeah, we splice them now. It's a lot more humane, so we don't have to really feed the snakes. You know, one rat can feed hundreds of snakes now.
Yeah, that's great.
And the guy's believing it. I mean, the guy is believing it. He's just watching it happen and just thinking, oh, my gosh. You know, there's that little thing in our brains where we go, you know, maybe they figured that out.
You know, exactly. And that's it. And, Michael, people will question you. They'll offer up questions. Well, how is this possible when A, B, C, and D? And then you have, and this is my favorite part, is your misdirection in what you tell them as far as an explanation as to how things are working. And I'm curious if you have set responses ready to go, if you've thought about what people might ask you, or from time to time do people ask you something you never would have considered and you have to make it up on the fly?
You know, it's all of those things, and that's what makes it exciting and terrifying. Every time I'm doing it, it really is this incredible, you know, electrically charged energy, because I really don't know, A, if they're going to believe what I'm doing, B, if they're, like, what I'm going to say, what they're going to ask, how I'm going to explain it. And so I just, it's kind of like I get cornered, and I don't know how it happens, but it just starts coming out of my mouth, and I just start talking, and I just start lying, and they start
lying. Yeah.
There's been a couple of occasions where people have thought that you've, like, killed someone, like the tanning.
You know, it's fun. Yeah.
Like the tanning bed, you put them in there, and all of a sudden they open up, and they're gone. There's just clothes and stuff left. And, you know, have you had to talk some people down who were about to panic?
Off a cliff. Absolutely. Off a cliff. Let me tell you, that was the one. It's funny you bring that one up. You really are a fan. That was the one that went, you know, I don't even think we thought about it until we were there. Here we were in the middle of a mall, and we set up a booth like we're going to have, you know, you can come by and get your whole body tanned in one of those tanning booths. And all of a sudden I thought to myself, wait a minute, if this trick goes well, we're going to have somebody go into this tanning booth, you know, a secret assistant, of course, and they, you know, this was going to be watched by just a regular person in the mall, but I had a secret assistant who pretended they were just a regular person, too, and they went into this tanning bed, and I thought, oh, my gosh, at best, this person's going to believe they just witnessed a murder. You know?
Yeah.
So I chose to play it really aloof. I had this blonde wig, and I just sort of was kind of like, oh, yeah, you know, the people they sign, they know that something might happen. It's really, it's up to them and yeah. their responsibility. And we're not responsible for that at all. And the people are like, what is going on? No, but really, when I revealed to that lady for the tanning bed, she and we showed a clip of it, she, like, smacked me. She, like, literally, her, like, energy and relief, her sense of relief, she just like went whack and just gave me a good whack.
Well, nice. Well, that brings up a point to that point.
It.
Yeah, well, you deserved it. In that case, where you are going to have people who are going to either, you know, they think they've seen something horrific or whatever. You know, how what's the waiver situation, or how do you get around? You're chuckling. How do you get around that?
You know what? It's funny. The more I have no idea. To be honest with you,
like, no idea.
I have no idea how. There's something about, and people say it to me, and I'm just starting to believe them because I don't know why. But there's just something about the way I'm talking to them that they trust me, and because you know what? At heart, I really am there for us all to have a good time.
Right, right.
I'm not there to try and really scare someone. My main challenge is, like, trying to keep someone in the room, because sometimes when we do these tricks, like, we got one coming up this season where I'm out at a storage garage, and we find this violin that's playing by itself, and then the violin vanishes into a puff of smoke and ends up reappearing locked inside the garage, and we can hear it playing in the garage. I'm out in the middle of Chicago at 12 midnight. It's freezing cold. I've got this guy helping me who thinks he's just there to help unpack a storage closet, and they are freaking out. When this, I mean, it's amazing. When the violin started playing by itself, I had people running away.
Yeah.
Running down the street.
I love it.
Yeah. No, it's it's cool that you're you know, because magic comes in and out of vogue from time to time. Somebody will surface and it becomes cool again. And then
yes.
It kind of, you know, settles in for a bit. But I think that you're kind of keeping this whole, you know, thing alive with this this program. And I would imagine
that's amazing.
The magic community probably appreciates what you're doing.
You know, they do. And they've been so kind and gracious and amazing. I get help from some of the top minds in magic who are huge fans of the show. You know, we call on them and say, hey, you know, I'm trying to make a card disappear. Can you help me out? And they're like, oh, we love your show. And let me talk to Copperfield and see if, you know, like, we got everybody working and,
awesome.
And being excited about the show. They really do like what it does for magic. So that makes me really happy.
That's cool. So a couple things. The fourth season is premiering on Thursday on True TV. And is it going to be one episode, or are you guys going to roll out a bunch of them?
Actually, we're starting, we're going to be, it's just one episode. One new episode is going to be starting weekly, Thursday
okay.
at 10 o'clock. But right after that, we have this new episode where we take an episode of the Carbonaro Effect, and then I notate it, so to speak. It's
okay.
called Inside Carbonaro. And I offer, like, little tidbits, backstage information, funny things that happen that'll play. And I kind of notate along with the episode. So it's like kind of watching me live tweet almost together while you watch the show. It's a new thing we're doing right after the premiere. It's going to be really fun.
Very cool. Love it. And then you're in our area, the Borgata, July 7th in Atlantic City, doing a show, which should be pretty
yeah.
cool. So maybe I'll try to get out and see that, man.
I love it. It's so much fun. You know, the fans, I have so many people who come in there. It's great they come because they're like, we love your show, but we just had to see if this can happen live.
Yeah.
I had to know.
Yeah.
You know, when people at home, they love it, but they can't help wondering, like, are you using actors? Are you using camera tricks? And I'm like, come on down to the show and check it out. And the
nice.
Live shows are a blast.
Excellent.
Ticketmaster.com to get the tickets for that. And that's July 7th and also sans Bethlehem on July 6th. Cool. Michael, keep up the great work. My family and I will keep watching, and we love what you do, man.
Awesome. I'll be doing it for you.
Excellent. Thanks a lot. Michael Carbonaro,
yeah!
guys. Carbonaro, Thursday, May 17th. It really is. It's one of those family shows. Kathy,
yeah,
you could show
fun.
Jace this show, and
yeah.
he'll love it. It's,
but the
it's
show
great.
With you and Jace is Shameless. That's the one you guys watch.
That's their show.
Yeah. He can't watch that until he's like 25.
Mm-hmm. All right. We got a friend on the line.
Yes, we do.
Going straight from one interview to another. And actually, he's going to be in town on Monday at the Fillmore. And he's on to talk about it ahead of time, get the word out about the tickets in case you did not know. Ladies and gentlemen, the culinary stud, Robert Irvine, is on. Yo! What's, did you just say what's up?
What's up? That was the English version.
The English version of a 20-year-old bud spot.
How the hell are you, man?
Just crazy busy. Just got back off a world tour with the vice chairman. Put chiefs to Japan and Korea and Afghanistan and Iraq and then Honduras and just kind of crazy.
God, how do you deal with the time changes and going all over the place, man?
Just try and sleep when you can.
Yeah,
it's erratic. I mean, it's got to wear you down.
Yeah, the clock thing is outdated. Just sleep when you want to sleep and wake up.
You just don't even worry about it. So when you're in these different areas, you're going to these far flung parts of the globe. Obviously, you're a fitness fanatic. Where are the gyms? Do you bring equipment with you? What's the story?
Hey, listen, we find a gym anyway. You can do push-ups, you can do sit-ups. I work out with the guys in Afghanistan, the guys and girls in Afghanistan, I should say. Some of the girls whip my butt. So it just depends where we are, New York. We find a gym somewhere.
All right. Because, nice. You know, if you're like 120 pounds and sort of, you look like you're starving, it's not going to work for the Robert Irvine image.
No, it won't. Trust me, that will never happen. I will eat out of a crock pot before he
does. He'll eat out of a nice. Crock pot before he does that. He never let it go. He never let it go.
Well, listen, let's get the details of the event out, because I know you want to have a big crowd for this, but this is the Beats and Eats Food and Music Charity event, and it's next Monday at the Fillmore. So what do you want to tell us about that?
So Justin's going to give you the lowdown on this, because it's pretty cool. It's for the Robert Irvine Foundation, big fundraiser, some great music, amazing Philly chefs. And Justin, go ahead.
Yeah, no, we did the event 2 years ago in Philly, and this time around it's all about the Robert Irvine Foundation. We're raising money to help as many, veterans, military families and charities that we do work with, like the USO, the Gary Sinise Foundation. But, this event, Beats and Eats, next Monday night at the Fillmore, May 21st. We got, Jason Chikonsky. We're flying in Bo Mack, Robert's friend Bo McMillan. Elizabeth Faulkner will be joining. Jennifer Carroll, Marcy Turney, Brad Spence from Amice. So we got a bunch of great Philly chefs and up-and-coming musicians from the Philadelphia scene will be there. Chill Moody. It's Schooly D will be there. It's going to be an awesome time. People can go to www.beatsandeats.co to get tickets. And I believe we gave you guys some to give away to a couple of lucky listeners.
Yeah, and we also have a 20% off code, I've been told, if you use WMMR for the event,
yeah,
too.
20% off. We want to hook up your listeners.
Okay.
And again, this is not about anything else other than having an awesome time, eating great food, listening to awesome music, and raising money for, Robert's charity.
And so win. Yeah, absolutely. Very cool.
Cool. And there's also a VIP ticket hookup, and so you get to go to the press reception, and that's a curated premium open bar, signature cocktail bites menu, live music, private meet and greet, and a photo op with Mr. Irvine himself. And there's a platinum reserve seating and a whole bunch of things that come along with that. But you can get all that information, I would imagine, on the website.
Yep, beatsneeds.co, and we will be seeing you guys next Monday morning. And
yes,
Hopefully you guys come out and join us and join in the shenanigans.
It's nice. It's not this Thursday. What is it?
It's Monday.
It's Monday night. Okay, all right.
Yep.
So, Robert, you're gonna come by here Monday morning?
Apparently, I am.
All right. Yeah. You just learned about it. Yeah.
Well, we heard they ran out of Boardroom Spirits, so we got to bring them some by, Robert.
Oh yeah, Boardroom.
Bring all that in.
That's right. You guys had that here last time.
In the morning, nothing like it.
Nice. All right. Well, listen. So we'll chat more on Monday with you guys. But I know you wanted to help get the advance word out, so that's exactly what we'll do. We'll remind people of that and post the information on our website and make sure that they are good to go. And we'll dive into a little bit more detail on Monday. Cool, guys?
Appreciate it, guys.
You got it, man.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you later. Robert, Irvine, and Justin, the mystery voice.
Some people are texting that Justin is Robert's husband.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's what's curious about.
Justin is Robert's publicist, marketing guy. Yeah. He takes care of everything, so he's the one that points Robert in the directions.
He probably
didn't have all the details on this event.
He border collies Robert and makes sure that everything is all the information is imparted correctly. He's a good guy.
Why'd you pull up Justin Leonard? He's a professional golfer.
Because that's his name.
Yes. So Justin Hayward from the Moody Blues is who he works with.
Recently inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And actually, you know what? He was right. We do have one to give away.
Yes.
And I'm going to give away to caller number 25 a pair of tickets to go to this event, Beats and Eats.
What a cool event.
Food and music event Monday, the 21st, 7 p.m. at the Fillmore. And I'm assuming you got to be 21. It doesn't say on here.
My guess is there's going to be a little alcohol.
So, well, there's two different tickets. So there's general admission, $150. And, of course, you can get 20% off with the code WMMR. And think about all the food you're going to get.
Oh, top-level food.
Mind. And it's a charity event. And if you want the VIP treatment, it's $300. You can get 20% off of that, too. Mm. Use the code WMMR, and you will be taken care of.
Did you see the Moody Blues perform at the Rock and Roll induction ceremonies?
I did not. I saw the introduction from Ann Wilson, but I didn't have time to watch a performance.
I only saw Knights in White Satin.
Yeah?
Holy moly.
Really?
Like, I just can't believe how great his voice is.
Yeah.
Still is.
I saw them in concert one time and just was kind of like, it was at an outdoor venue, kind of like the Man. And I'm like, sure, Moody Blues outside.
What the hell?
Why not? I'll go. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I love going to shows where you're like, yeah, I'll go to that. And then you're like, oh, my God.
You get turned around.
This is fantastic.
Right.
And that was one of those occasions.
Mm-hmm.
Sounded great. All right, listen, I would like to take a break.
All right.
And come back in just a moment or two. A quick reminder, though, for those who may not know, Preston and Steve's coolest teacher, our winner from yesterday, Father Judge High School, was Dave Smith. He called us this morning.
Yes, he did.
Alumnus of that school, by the way. Now we're going for Baptist Regional School in Haddon Heights, New Jersey. They are the ones that have to do the voting. So if you go to school there, text the teacher's name. Text the word teacher followed by the teacher's name to 39333. Still have another one of those tailgates to give away. We'll do it in a little while since I just did a giveaway for the Robert Irvine event. But don't forget, it's a chance for you to be a part of this event, the Collegiate Rugby Championships. And it's a full tailgate.
Like yes.
20 people all together taken care of with tickets and stuff to eat beforehand and all that stuff.
As they say, turnkey.
Yeah, so we'll take a break, come back in a second. Your chance to win B-File stories and more are on the way.
MMR has tackled the elusive spring and dragged it, kicking and screaming, right in front of the gates of the outdoor concert season. Here comes MMRBQ 2018, presented by Budweiser, Saturday, May 19th, BB&T Pavilion, with STP and Alice in Chains, Korn's Jonathan Davis, and Ghost. Eight amazing bands, including The Record Company and Dorothy. Jackie Bam Bam rocks the Sequoia Outback Party Plaza. Preston and Steve meet fans in the Blump Inn. Here's Toes in the Grass out on the lawn. And Brendan Jackson anchor complete concert coverage. MMR's 50th birthday edition of the MMRBQ. Tickets are just $35.
Sponsored by Acme, your favorite local supermarket. Also by Meineke Car Care Centers and Big Apple Circus in Philadelphia.
93.3 WMMR, everything that rocks.
Thank you, Kathy. I'm going to do this one more time. If you have 19 close friends and you would like to go to a really cool special event Sunday, June 3rd, I will take caller number 27 and I will give you 20 tickets to the Collegiate Rugby Championships at Talon Energy Stadium. And this is like a full tailgate hookup because Dunkin' Donuts is going to supply brunch. And that is for 20 people delivered to your tailgate. They'll even have your own little tent set up, a little 10 by 10 tent.
That's awesome.
For your tailgate to enjoy the Collegiate Rugby Festival, powered by Duncan and the country's best college rugby as they crown a new 2018 National Rugby Champion. So caller 27-215-263-WMMR. By the way, you know the Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles, selected a 6'8" former rugby player as its draft pick. And that's why you want to check out rugby. It's one of the toughest sports on the planet. And the event is, as Casey was saying, we're really fortunate to have it in our area. It's sevensrugby.com. Once again, that's sevensrugby.com to get your tickets.
The game really moves and can get pretty brutal.
Yes, it can. All right, we have the Bizarre File. Here we go.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
This morning it is brought to you by Todd B. Jacobs, personal injury law firm, getting you the compensation that you deserve or you don't pay. 267-687-0379, and it's tbjacobslaw.com. Let's see. Police say a student at a high school targeted teachers with a phishing scam and hacked into the school district computer system in order to change his grades as well as those of other students.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, this is right out of War Games.
Doesn't quite end up the same way, though, right?
No. Police say they called in the United States Secret Service and a county task force when they first got the report 2 weeks ago. The student, whose name is not being released because he's a juvenile, was arrested on 14 felony counts.
14 felony accounts. And what is he looking at jail-wise, potentially?
I'm not sure.
It's a lot.
Investigators say they tracked down the hacking attack to the student's home.
Hack attack.
I mean, they included a sheriff's office canine unit. They trained the canine
to get on the computer?
No, to find and sniff out hidden electronics. And his name is Doug. Doug the dog dug up a flash drive that had been hidden inside of a tissue box. And police say the high school student had created a fake website and emailed teachers in a phishing attempt to get their login and personal information.
Isn't it funny that a kid who's an expert computer hacker was foiled by a dog?
Yeah, and the kid was, he's really intelligent, and you know, he's in trouble now. The student has been suspended, and he was released to his parents while he awaits a court date.
What they need to do is take this kid, convert him, and have him fight hackers internationally.
Sure, it's something like that could happen.
Could happen.
A man was shot in the leg by his own dog when his pet inadvertently triggered his handgun. 51-year-old Richard Remy told police that he was playing with his dog Baloo on the couch and tossed the dog off of his lap. He said that when the pit bull Labrador mix bounded back up, he accidentally disabled the safety on the gun in his stomach band.
Oh my God.
And then stepped on the trigger. Why are you wearing a gun on the couch at home, horsing around with a dog?
In case your favorite show doesn't come on, you can shoot the TV.
Maybe that's it. So the guy has it tucked in his, he has what they called a stomach band.
Yeah.
And stepped on the trigger, and the gun fired, and it struck one of Mr. Remy's legs. He was treated at a hospital and released later that day. He said, I was lying on the couch, and we were horsing around, me and the dog, and I was tossing him off my lap, and he was jumping back on my lap. Apparently, he bumped the safety one time, and when he bounded back over, one of his toes went right down on the trigger guard. My dog shot me, he said. Mr. Remy added that Baloo was a big wuss and laid down beside him and cried because he thought he had done something wrong.
Oh, you shot your daddy.
Yep, it's okay.
You know, take the gun out.
Maybe.
Put it on the nightstand or maybe a coffee table.
Or
you have to wear it?
In a drawer somewhere so the dog doesn't jump on it by accident.
When you take a dump, do you wear a holster?
Yeah, some people. How about this, man? Speaking of some people.
Yeah, some people.
Halo Top is a pretty popular diet ice cream option, but apparently at least one person didn't gather that from the label. A man in Queens, New York named Josh Berger has brought a lawsuit against Halo Top, alleging that the brand name Halo Top is misleading because consumers often associate the word halo with the color yellow, consistent with the common dictionary definition, which refers to it as a disc or circle of light surrounding or above the head of a saint to represent their holiness. Now, consumers also know that yellow is the color associated with butter and cream because of the milk produced by pasture-raised and forage-eating cows. And that's the quote from the lawsuit. He says that because it's called Halo, you immediately think of cream because of the color yellow.
And the problem is?
Well, he apparently bought
it. I don't like to think of cream.
Well, he bought the stuff back in 2017, ignored the labels which read low calorie and high protein, and he thought that he was getting regular ice cream.
He needs to shut the F up.
Oh, yeah, he's an idiot. He's clearly
Have you
a
tried
moron.
That Halo stuff?
No.
It is good. It's not like ice cream. To me, it's almost like really chilled, thicker pudding.
Yeah, almost like a sorbet, too.
Yes.
A cross between pudding and sorbet.
But calorically, it's really, really good, right?
Okay.
Like regular chocolate's down on the calorie count.
Well, let me ask you this. I'm looking at these pints, and it's got a number on it. Is that for the entire pint?
The entire pint.
Damn.
I highly recommend.
So, Preston, don't go expect
expecting ice cream. Don't go breaking my heart.
No, it didn't matter.
But it is, it's a really good, I found it to be very tasty. Do you agree?
I highly recommend the salted caramel. It's
okay.
It's delightful.
All right. Okay. All right. Moving along, an African woman and her children were kicked off a United Airlines flight after a fellow passenger complained that she had, quote, a pungent odor, according to a racial discrimination lawsuit. The incident involving the passenger happened 2 years ago when Queen Obioma, a Nigerian citizen, and her two children were boarding a flight from Houston to San Francisco. The family had flown from Lagos, Nigeria, and were on the second leg of a three-flight journey to Ontario, Canada. Obioma saw that another passenger had sat in her assigned seat in the business class cabin. The passenger refused to move, so a flight crew member instead asked Obioma to sit elsewhere in business class. Later, before takeoff, she went to use the bathroom, and on her way back to the seat, the same passenger was standing in the aisle and blocking her from getting to her seat. She said, "Excuse me," three times, was ignored. After several minutes, she managed to squeeze her way to her seat. But just when she sat down, a crew member told Obioma to go outside the aircraft, where another employee told her that she would be removed from the flight. The lawsuit says the pilot had personally requested that she be removed because the male passenger, who was not identified, had complained that her smell was, quote, pungent, and he was not comfortable flying with her.
Was it? Well,
sounds what? Like a douchebag.
Yeah, a complete douchebag. Listen, I understand. I've flown with people who are less than pleasant smelling. It's not
Thank
wonderful.
You. Mm-hmm.
But that's what the vomit bag's for.
She explained that she was taking her children to a school in Canada for the first time and that they had appointments that they could not miss. Despite her situation, crew members refused to let her back on the aircraft, and they removed the entire family from the flight.
That's a good PR move.
Yeah, United Airlines media office didn't immediately respond to her request for comment, but the mother and children waited for 5 hours before they could get another flight, and they missed their scheduled appointment.
Wow.
So she's got a lawsuit.
Mother and children stunk, and so we forcibly removed them from the plane.
Anyone can understand that. All right, and then finally, one last story. Police Chief Jim Getz says a police detective used a bad choice of words when he said legalizing marijuana could lead to some police dogs in Illinois being euthanized. Detective Chad Larner, the training director of the Canine Training Academy, said in a story last month that police dogs cannot be retrained and some may be put down when they were no longer able to work.
What I meant is that these dogs that have served us for a long time will be murdered once we no longer need the program.
The remarks touched off a firestorm on social and national media after the story appeared. But according to the chief, he said it was a bad...
I don't know what euthanize mean.
No, he said it was a bad choice of words.
I thought it meant... like petting.
And he said, and it's a statement that Larner wishes he didn't make. He said that there are so many uses for these dogs.
Got a little recalcitrant there.
They are multi-purpose dogs. We anticipate those dogs are going to work with us for a long, long time. So he misspoke in that. And that is what I got for you in the Bizarre File for now. Movie screening passes. We got this movie. It's called Upgrade. Looks pretty cool.
It's sort of like a superhero-ish vibe with a sort of Frankenstein element to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's but the action scenes look pretty awesome.
Look tremendous.
Yeah. I got four of these left, and that's it.
No.
Oh, never mind. It is Thursday.
No.
7 p.m., and this is, where the hell is this? The Ritz at the Boers.
Yes.
Gulf of Gulch.
It's a Thursday at 7 p.m. You got to get there by 6, and you can actually meet... Lee Whannell, who has written and directed this. So
yes.
If you got any questions or anything like that?
Trust me, you've seen a number of his films. You may not realize it.
All right, four callers, 215-263-WMMR, and Upgrade doesn't hit theater till June 1st, so we're getting this way in advance. So once again, it's Thursday at the Ritz of the Boers, and if you'd like to go, we can set you up with that, so call now. Let's take another break. We will come back in a moment. We'll have a lesson question. We'll see if you've been paying attention this morning, and I got trash and music news and more on the way. Stay with us.
What's new?
Glad you asked.
Foo Fighters. Metallica. Dorothy.
New music. More of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
Word of the week prize this week. We got a four-pack of best seats in the house. Opening night, legendary Big Apple Circus is coming to Philadelphia Mills Mall May 23rd through June 24th. And there's a little meet and greet thing and all that stuff comes along with it. So we'll do that. Letter coming up at the end of today's program. Also a reminder, Philly's hottest Daisy Dukes and cowboy boots. Ladies, we would like to see the photos of you.
Beats.
And we are requesting that you send us 5 photos of yourself wearing that apparel, if you will. Because we try to pick. Sometimes we've done... You know, we've done bathing suits, we've done bikinis, we've done
different professions or hair.
Handmaid's Tale.
Hair color. No. Sexy's Hottest Handmaid or Philly's Hottest Handmaid. That'd be nice. But anyhow, so we decided it. We had kicked around the idea, pardon the pun, Daisy Dukes and cowboy boots, a while back. And we're like, you know what? It's a great look.
It's a classic cool look.
So we would like to see you show us that look. And we'll put it out to a vote of who people think the best pictures are or have the best pictures. And you could win $1,000 cash from Cowtown Cowboy Outfitters and Cowtown Rodeo. Or $1,000 in jewelry and gift cards from Steven Singer Jewelers and a professional photo shoot by Allison Dunlap Photography. You have to be at least 18 years of age. Get the pictures in. Submit them. Click contest at WMMR.com and you can get the info and submit your photos.
I mean, the photo shoot from Allison, you're getting a professional level photo shoot. And I believe there's always usually a video that accompanies it as well, is there not?
Something.
Yeah, so that's very cool.
And if you submit now, you will be the winner.
So, yes, I have a feeling that we didn't think about who all owns cowboy boots and who doesn't.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. Get your photos, and we are waiting the arrival of our submission.
How about Daisy Dukes and snow boots?
Yeah, well.
Daisy Dukes and snow boots.
I'm sure some cowboys wear snow boots.
They absolutely do. Right. In the higher mountainous areas, of course.
Daisy Dukes and Doc Martens.
Yeah.
Something like that. Daisy Dukes and Docs.
And sandals.
Whatever you want and whatever you want.
Right.
No, listen, hot girls have cut off jean shorts.
Yeah, they do.
They can take a pic.
Hell, I have cut off jean shorts.
I know
shorts.
You do. You look
I like
so
to show
now
a little cheek.
I know. Kathy, mm-hmm. You've been to a Kenny Chesney concert. Exactly. You know how many girls out there have cowboy boots? And
and they buy them just for that one concert. That's the one time a year they pretend they like country music.
Here's a chance for you to use those again.
Listen, I have a pair. I bought them because a friend of mine had a wedding, and it was cowboy boot mandatory. It was on a farm.
Really?
Yep, and you had to wear cowboy boots, so I bought a pair. And anytime I'm able to wear them again, it's like a success.
Here you go.
I thought about getting cowboy boots. I shopped around for them a little while. They're hard to find good ones. There's so many different kinds.
And the good ones, too, are very
expensive.
Yeah.
Big time.
Mm-hmm. What's the practicality of a cowboy boot, by the way?
Mm-hmm. Cool. They're very rugged. I mean, first of all,
breaking a bucking bronc.
Yeah, okay. No, but if you got any kind of work to do or something like that, you don't mind getting them dirty. They're very, very rugged. They look cool, you know? I mean, there's a few different things for
I don't think I would look. I don't think I would look right.
No,
in cowboy
you would
boots.
Not
no,
look
I don't
good.
Think so
no,
either.
Right?
No,
you
would not look
no
good. No.
You don't think so?
I don't know. I can't picture it.
It would look.
No. He'd have to put a pair of jeans on. He couldn't wear his mesh shorts.
No, he would wear his Headstrong Foundation shorts.
Yes. And cowboy boots.
And cowboy
boots.
Yeah. It looked like the worst porn movie ever.
Oh, God. All right, get the pictures in. Details, WMMR.com. I'm going to do a lesson question right now. We are going to give away a pair of tickets for Daryl Hall and John Oates. It's Hoagie Nation, and that's May 26th, Festival Pier. Question I have for you. Yeah, finish my new motto. Carpe what? 215-263-WMMR. You had to have been listening earlier this morning in order to get it, and because we made it up on the spot and said it a couple of times. So if you were listening and you know it, what is the new motto? Carpe what? 215-263-WMMR. Call now, and while you're calling, we are going to do the trash.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
And this morning, it is brought to you by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Mark your calendar for May 25th to join the Preston and Steve Show live from Keenan's in North Wildwood for the official opening of the Jersey Shore. Steve, what's happening this morning?
Well, Jennifer Aniston and Jake Gyllenhaal are reportedly becoming a serious item after the two were seen out dining in New York City last week. Many believe the whole thing is a swipe at his estranged husband, Justin Theroux, who knows Aniston would routinely pleasure herself to the movie Bubble Boy.
Oh, my God.
While claims of a 25-pound weight loss have been debunked, Meghan Markle has been on a strict diet in anticipation of this weekend's royal wedding. In fact, Markle has even been taking the spots off of her favorite dessert and has just been eating the dick.
Oh, my God.
Hey!
And finally, a man named Tristan. That's the one
that's
I was
one,
figuring
yeah.
probably would make it to air.
Okay.
A man named Tristan Buckley suing Universal Studios. You've been on this ride, Preston, in Hollywood, claiming that the Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey ride left him with an injured back. The theme park is defending itself, claiming that while Buckley paid attention to the You Must Be This Tall sign, he completely ignored the You Can't Be a Pussy sign.
Nah.
Is that the one where you're flying the Nimbus?
No, there's two different ones. That is the other one. Well, you know what? I'll have to go back
you're
and
like playing
it.
Quidditch, and you get the sensation of flying?
Yeah, there's two different really big ones. There's one that's Gringotts, and that one is not the one. What was the name of that one you had mentioned?
The Fantabulous Journey of the Thunder Dwarfs.
No,
the it is the Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey.
It might be that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they have two big ones. That's got to be it. Okay. Yeah, it does yank you all over the place.
Around.
But,
okay.
You know, it's a ride.
What did you expect?
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's see if we can get an answer to the lesson question this morning. Yeah, that looks like that's the one, Casey. Or Steve. Yeah. Marissa just pulled it up. All right, so the question, what is the new motto? Carpe what? 215-263-WMMR. And I'm going to go to Tom for the answer. Hey, Tom, good morning.
I'm on the air?
Yeah.
All right.
Tom, what is the new saying? It's carpe?
Carpe butthole.
Yes, exactly. Carpe butthole. Yep. Hang on a second, Tom. You got it right, and we're going to give you a pair of tickets to see Daryl Hall and John Oates. Hoagie Nation. That's May 26th Festival Pier, and it's presented by Dietz and Watson. It is a celebration of all things Philly. Get tickets now at HoagieNation.com. Let us do the music news report. Here we go.
Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR.
Yeah! What?
I didn't even do this on purpose, but I just played God of Jaboo from the Sonic Session.
Yeah.
Today's the 18th anniversary of that song being performed. Do you believe that?
No, I didn't.
Wow.
How do you even know that?
Just because I know things that are...
You know the...
I honestly thought you were feeling the beginnings of a stroke.
So you know the date of the Fish Sonic Session.
It was a huge day for me. Yeah. I met the band for the first time. I brought them on stage. I ate at Hooters, which is now not even there anymore.
The one on Delaware Ave?
Yes.
So it was... But May 15th.
May 15th, 2000.
Is a date that...
We'll live in infamy.
Yeah, we'll live in infamy. Okay. We're all better for that.
Technically, the Hooters is still there. It's just in the middle of the river, isn't it?
Yeah, I think they brought it down to, like, the Chesapeake Bay and
they took it. They towed it out into the ocean. And
there were still some guys in there, though, eating wings.
All right, music news is brought to you by A.D. Moyer, voted the number one window dealer in the Tri-County area for 15 consecutive years. Don't just replace your windows. Upgrade your home with Anderson Windows. A.D. Moyer. .com. Let's start with some info about Disturbed. They have completed work on their seventh studio album, according to bassist John Moyer. Moyer broke the news by posting an Instagram photo of him, producer Kevin Churko, drummer Mike Wengren, and guitarist Dan Donegan at a restaurant, along with the caption, "Celebratory dinner, new Disturbed album tracking done." No release date for the disc has been announced as of yet.
Where were they eating? Did they mention?
We were at Hooters on Delaware Avenue. Yeah. The Smashing Pumpkins have announced a national streaming service.
You want to hear something else that
I
know?
I'm dying to hear this.
All right, you just mentioned Dan Donegan. For some reason, I know his birthday is on August 1st. Good. Keep going, Preston.
Okay, I will. Thank you. Guess I have the floor now. The Smashing Pumpkins have announced a national sweepstakes for a 1979 house party, inspired by their iconic 1979 music video. Do me a favor.
Yes.
Have a comment on every story that
okay.
I do.
Okay. All right.
See if you can go.
It was going to happen anyway.
I just want to see if he'll remember something.
It's like a stream of consciousness.
So the 1979 music video, the band will perform an intimate show at a secret residential location in Los Angeles, California on June 28th. Ahead of the July 12th kickoff of their upcoming Shiny and Oh So Bright tour.
Mm.
The sweepstakes winner and a guest will receive exclusive access to the 1979 house party, a Yamaha guitar, and round-trip flights to Los Angeles, plus a two-night stay at a Hilton property and a cash card for ground transportation. It'll be a pretty good package to win.
Two-night stay, so they'll probably come home on my son's birthday.
Okay, there you go. Very good. Thank you.
The 30th?
July 13th. Because the concert is on the July 12th, so I would assume they're not going to go home right after the concert. They'll probably come home on my son's birthday.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Back to you, Preston.
Arctic Monkeys released their new album, Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino, on Friday, but did not issue a single or video beforehand to promote it.
The hell is that?
Now that the LP is out, however, the band has shared a video for the song called 4 Out of 5.
Which sucks. That's my comment on that song.
Okay.
And I like the Arctic Monkeys, but that song...
You don't like the album?
Do not... No,
like
that's
the song.
You don't like Frozen Monkeys?
I thought you were going to say 4 out of 5 dentist survey that Trident is good for you. The clip opens with frontman Alex Turner at the piano composing a song. Meanwhile, a bearded Turner is seen in a subway tunnel, and the video soon alternates between different versions of the singer, one of which performs the track alongside the rest of the band. Huh. Apparently it sucks, according to Casey. So Korn will play 3 shows in the U.S. this year before embarking on a cool tour in 2019, according to guitarist Brian Head Welch. Korn has been quiet since completing the touring cycle of its 2016 album, The Serenity of Suffering, and Welch was asked by an interviewer if the band intends to return to the road in 2018. He said, "We're doing only 4 shows this year in America. 3. LA, Vegas, San Francisco. That's it." Wait a minute.
How does a band subsist on that small a touring schedule?
Well, yeah, I don't know. Those
tickets are $1 million apiece.
Jonathan Davis is going to be, of course, the MMRBQ.
Yes.
So he's out doing some studio stuff, and maybe that jumps,
there's other stuff.
Is a problem with it.
There's other stuff.
Welch made his remark at the Nashville Film Festival, where he was promoting Loud Crazy Love, a new documentary about him and his daughter.
I will have a ticket rate for the MMRBQ tomorrow from 4 to 6. 6.
Jesus.
The sexy side of Casey Boy.
I'll be at the Metro PCS in Sicklersville, New Jersey from 4 to 6 tomorrow with tickets every 10 minutes.
Every 10 minutes, tickets every 5 minutes. Sweet loving.
I am excited about this movie, the long-awaited first look at Queen, the Queen biopic, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Has hit the internet, although it's only 40 seconds long, actually shorter than that. The clip shows spot-on iconic recreations of Queen on and off stage in 1975, along with a glimpse of the recreated Live Aid appearance. It looks really cool. The film, which will be released on November 2nd, stars Rami Malek from Mr. Robot as Freddie Mercury. Gwilym Lee from The Tourist portrays guitarist Brian May. Ben Hardy, recently seen as Angel in X-Men Apocalypse.
Yes.
He plays drummer Roger Taylor. And G.I. Joe Retaliation star Joe Mazzello is going to appear as bassist John Deacon.
So this is sort of an unofficial sequel to the last G.I. Joe movie?
That's pretty much what they're going for here, yeah. I know the film's official synopsis was posted on queenonline.com, which read, "Bohemian Rhapsody is a foot-stomping celebration of Queen, their music, and their extraordinary lead singer Freddie Mercury, who defied stereotypes and shattered convention to become one of the most beloved entertainers on the planet. The film traces the meteoric rise of the band through their iconic songs and revolutionary sound, the near implosion as Mercury's lifestyle spirals out of control, and the triumphant reunion on the eve of Live Aid."
I'm going to be into this.
"Where Mercury, facing a life-threatening illness, leads the band in one of the greatest performances in the history of rock music. In the process, cementing the legacy of a band that were always more like a family and who continue to inspire outsiders, dreamers, and music lovers to this day."
What you just described could be the story of our show, Preston.
Could be. Very
stop
well.
And think about the similarities. Amazing.
It could be.
Slightly breaking news. Just a few minutes ago, they released the full trailer.
Yeah, you know what, Marissa? It's playing right here on
There's
the
monitor. There's
Thanos. Yep, so it's going up on PrestonSteve.com right now.
I'm very much looking forward to
it. Oh, my God,
that.
I'm such a huge fan.
I've had a revitalization of that band and my fandom through my son, Carter, who just absolutely loves them. So I'm excited about that.
When I was a freshman in college, did you guys ever see the AIDS quilt? I don't know how big it is, but when I was a freshman,
the
AIDS quilt came to her sinus, and I saw Freddie Mercury's
panel
on the
quilt. That's cool. Mm-hmm. All right, and then one last story. Ace Frehley revealed that Gene Simmons named his upcoming solo album for him. Frehley appeared last weekend at the 2018 Indianapolis Kiss Fan Expo, where he jammed with Latter-day Kiss members Eric Singer and Bruce Kulick, along with his brother Bob Kulick, who had originally auditioned for the band, along with Ace.
Hey, everybody, it's the Kulick brothers.
And played on several sessions for the band over the years. In addition to that, Ace jammed with his solo band, Frehley's Comet, for the first time in 3 decades. He talked about his recent songwriting sessions for the upcoming set, and he said, "Gene came over to my house to write, and it went fantastic. In a matter of 3 hours, he and I came up with 2 new songs for my next record. I'm thrilled." He said, "It's the first time I've worked with him while I was sober." And
it's a question for you. Do you prefer mayonnaise or Miracle Whip?
You just curious? But he said, listen, it's the first time that he worked with him while he was sober, and he said it was a pleasure.
Yeah.
Because they've had
moments
where they hated
tussles,
each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he wasn't him.
He went on to say that Simmons
are
named
him now.
Same named the album while the Kiss co-founders were performing at one of Simmons' live vault performances. And in fact, he said to the audience, the new album should be out in a couple of months. It's going to be called Spaceman. And he said, what about calling my new album 40 years later? Because it's been 40 years since my first solo record in 1978. And Gene goes, nope, you should call it Spaceman. So he said, so I figured I'd go with that.
It's they come from space. Yep. No, they don't come from here. These are space people. They are from a different planet.
Space people. They're not of this earth. They're from outer space.
Everybody. Do we know what that's from?
I have no idea.
Like, it's a bizarre video. We like to look it up one time.
I'm looking for the old Rubber Johnny clips, too, because we've lost those.
When pressed as whether Ace would be up for playing the opening slot for Kiss's upcoming tour, he said, it's up to Paul and Gene. They're running the show. I'm open to anything if the check is big enough. So you never know. All right, and there you go. That's what I have for you this morning in music news. Let's take a break.
Yes.
Come back in a second. Get ready to wrap up the program. Need the letter of the day for the word of the week prize. Would love for you to win it. So don't go anywhere. Be back in just a moment.
93.3 WMMR.
Online.
On demand.
And on the air.
Including our digital HD signal. The best sounding MMR there is. WMMR HD. And HD2. The MM Archives channel.
Today has been a fun program, so
yes.
I would like to thank those who have been a part of it. Thank you to Michael Carbonaro, who's on the show, The Carbonaro Effect. Very cool program. Thursday, they have the season 4 premiere on True TV, so check that out at 10 o'clock. And then Robert Irvine, we had a quick conversation with him.
And
Justin, who we didn't know was going to be on.
Yeah, I'm not too.
Beats and Eats is this event that's coming up Monday at the Fillmore, and it's food and music charity event, and tickets at Beats, the letter N, eats.com.
It's a big, he puts on like a big, it's almost like a variety show.
And so Robert's going to come back in on Monday, so we just had a quick conversation. Yeah. You just want to get the word out about
only so much you can take it, the guy.
Tickets, if you would like to get those. And a big thank you to our gang, part of our meet and eat and giveaway we had this morning, the Penn Mutual Collegiate Rugby Championship that stopped by.
Very cool.
Features America's best college rugby teams, including Penn State, Army, Navy, St. Joe's, and more. And you want to come and watch over 45 matches and celebrate all weekend long at the largest college rugby and music festival powered by Dunkin' Donuts. And to get tickets and information, go to sevensrugby.com. And thank you, because they gave us these tailgate parties to give away.
That's awesome.
And we sure did this morning. And thank you to Dunkin' Donuts for feeding us and our guests here on the program as well. I think that's all the thank yous. A quick reminder that the next school that we're looking for the coolest teacher from is Baptist Regional School in Haddon Heights, New Jersey. We got a winner from Father Judge earlier today, and that is Dave Smith. He was our winner and gets the prizes. Next up, Baptist Regional School. And we'll find out tomorrow morning who gets that. So if you have a favorite teacher, text the word teacher followed by the teacher's name to 39333.
Did our winner this morning, was it Jug that he said he was going in early for?
Yeah.
Justice under God. So that's right. The disciplinary
morning detention.
Yes.
We got Jug this morning. Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah, I love
good
it.
Good Jug, bad Jug.
So anyhow, we'll do that tomorrow morning. Pierre Robert, he so stealthily came in here. I didn't even see him. You just
he's dressed
snuck
as a
in.
Ninja.
Yeah. How you doing, man?
Bro.
Man in black.
You are the man in black. You are certainly sleek today, sir.
Yeah, some days you got to wear black.
That's right.
Today's my name's Pierre Robert. Yeah,
today is the day of black.
I love it.
So, there it is.
And that is what it is.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to get the letter of the day, but if you got something to say.
I got something to say.
Give it to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if they mentioned this, but your hosts this morning have been nominated to be members of the National Radio Hall of Fame.
That's
in 2018. There are four cities represented, Chicago, Detroit, and it's all on the same street, Seattle, and Philadelphia.
See, even I knew that was a Grateful Dead line you were
thank
throwing
you.
Out there.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Okay.
Chicago, a gentleman there, a gentleman in Detroit, a gentleman in Seattle, and two gentlemen Preston Elliott and Steve Morrison are in the running now to be voted on as members of the National Radio Hall of Fame. Effing A. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you, sir. I appreciate that. But it's for the, you know, as you say, the whole show.
I know. I mean, yeah. Preston, Steve, Kathy, Casey, Nick, Marissa, everybody. But, you know, it's under the name of the Preston and Steve show. So let's start there. And congratulations.
Thanks, thank you. It's very kind. I appreciate it.
And if
not going to anticipate winning, but it's nice to be nominated. It certainly is.
It is nice to be nominated.
Yeah. Is this the first time you've ever been nominated?
No.
Okay. No. I was wondering why you said I don't anticipate.
They
winning.
Usually put us on the nomination to round it out a bit.
But
there's no serious.
We were nominated last year.
Yeah.
And we didn't get it. So
was it the Marconi we lose constantly?
We've been nominated for Marconi 3 times, I think. Yeah. We haven't won that. But like I said, it's cool. There are a lot of people who aren't nominated. So it's really
a
cool.
A lot of people.
Yes. A lot.
You know, Orson Welles never won an Oscar.
Yeah.
Lest we forget.
Exactly. Yeah. And if anyone is in Orsinian Welles territory, it would be you guys.
Well, nice. Thank you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate the love, sir.
No, I think it's so cool. I got nominated 1 year for Best Radio, Best Midday. I don't know what it was. it was a National Association of Broadcasters, and I go down there to Washington, and Bill's there, and Peter Smythe, our owner at the time, and, you know, and MMR won that year.
Yeah.
But I didn't win.
You didn't win. we were at the, what was it, the NAB thing we were at, Preston, locally, and it was...
Yeah, it was like, the NAB. Yeah.
Right, it was the there was a charity thing, and I mean, the freaking Camp Out for Hunger was one of the things, I think for the Marconi was one of the main things for what, you know, charity work you do, and I think they gave away 20 swatches to listeners or something like that. Whoever won one, not to
it
despair.
It was like teddy bears or something like that.
Yeah, you kidding me?
Well, it's interesting because I always, you know, we have all seen 18 billion of those award shows.
Yeah.
You know, and this is my little possibility for an award. And, you know, and I you do get a little anxiety. And then when you don't win, you smile and you clap and you go, mother.
Yeah.
and so it's interesting. I remember Lily Tomlin one time. They had, you know, how they had the cameras on all 5 nominees, and whatever the award was, she didn't win, and she looked at the camera near her and she started fake crying. It was so great. Instead of the happy, hey, good for you, good for you, I hate you. I really didn't. The gentleman who won had been in it much longer than I did, from San Francisco, actually. But so it was all good.
The best ever was at the American Music Awards one time, Faith Hill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they had cameras on all the nominees. And so everybody was expecting Faith Hill to win. She was a singer, a feature performer and everything.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They gave it to Carrie Underwood, who came from American Idol. And it was, and American Idol was still fresh.
Yeah, yeah.
And so she just could not believe that someone from a TV
talent
reality
show
won. And she just goes, "What? Like
really?"
And the camera, they caught her.
It was bad.
Oh,
in her seat,
or
she was
backstage.
Oh my! Because she had just performed, and the way the American Music Awards usually. The person who performs usually wins the award.
She was like waiting to go out to stay on to stage.
Yep, and Marissa's pulled up the. Marissa just pulled up the audio. She even pulled up and threw her hands up pre-celebration. Right. And
she, I think after that, though, like, she apologized. She said...
Or she was like, I was just kidding.
She said it was a joke.
It was a joke, yeah.
I was just joking around.
She was like, when Zoolander goes up on stage except for Marvel of the Year.
The award. Yep, it happens. But
yeah, there you go.
Well, thanks for the recognition, man. We appreciate it.
Pleasure.
We should do the letter of the day.
Yes.
Here we go.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
All right, and the... by the way, it was the Country Music Awards. I'm sorry. The CMAs. All right, the Preston and Steve show is brought to you today by the letter...
T as in tonight.
All right, T as in tonight. And we have 2 letters. We need 3 more. And you might get yourself a 4-pack of the best seats in the house for opening night of the legendary Big Apple Circus coming to the Philadelphia Mills Mall, May 23rd through June 24th. Plus a meet and greet backstage tour, merch pack, and some food vouchers. Celebrate 40 years under the big top with the greatest acts ever assembled. Tickets on sale now.
at Ticketmaster.com. Sure you got some stuff planned for this glorious day today?
Yes, we'll have birthday bucks. Oh, no, we won't.
No, we won't.
just seeing if you're paying attention. We did 6 weeks, though, and of our all the, you know, it was a company-wide contest, and of all the cities, Philly had, and Beasley owns, I don't know how many radio stations and how many cities, we had 43% of the entire Beasley population as Philly winners.
Nice.
And the bulk of them, MMR winners. So lots of people from this very station won a lot of money. And
like that.
Yeah, very cool. We will have a pair of tickets for Dead and Company, night number one. Winning that would put you in the running for the grand prize, which is a pair of tickets to go see them open the tour in Boston. And we'd fly you up there and put you up for the evening in a nice hotel, and two tickets for the show here in Camden. We have workforce blocks. All this week, I want to feature bands that'll be on the MMRBQ this weekend, both past and present. So we have Cheap Trick, who was on in 2013, and we'll replay our conversation with the members of Cheap Trick backstage prior to them going on. We will also have Dropkick Murphys, who were on in 2014, and we will have The Record Company, who will be on this year.
Yes.
And some conversation with them, too. So it'll be great fun, and it's also Double Shot Tuesday, so a lot of double shots, some of them by your request. So stay with us.
All right, cool. Let me thank our sponsors, brought to you today by Dunkin' Donuts, the official coffee of the Preston and Steve Show. The Preston and Steve Show runs on Dunkin'. Also brought to you by Royal Caribbean. This is not the Caribbean. This is the Royal Caribbean. Come Seek, and also Scruples Gentlemen's Club, the hottest girls in Bucks County. Never a cover charge. For more information, visit gotscruples.com. As we leave you, I would like to give some ladies a chance to join us at our Preston and Steve sorority happy hour party coming up at Parks Casino on Thursday night. I will take five callers right now, 215-263-WMMR. You have to be at least 21 years of age and able to join us Thursday. We're doing a one-hour meeting, a little hang, 6:30 to 7:30 at the 360 Lounge, and we're going to give you a happy hour buffet. First drink is on us, and then you get to go see Dennis Miller at the new Excite Center that night.
Yeah, it's a whole night there, and if the show wraps up, you go out and gamble.
215-263-WMMR, five callers now. Tomorrow, the program going live on Fox Good Day, and a lot of other stuff to give away once again, so join us. That is it. We are done. Rage on. Have a great day, and we will see you tomorrow, gang. Bye.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
Yes, to the lovely young lady that suggested that death metal is garbage. Yeah, they call it death metal because we, as enlightened individuals, are capable of understanding the complex methods of death. And in doing so, we have placed it in music to give it such a robust feel that only certain delicately trained palates can truly understand. So in the meantime, go f*** yourself.
Next message.
I know I'm like a week late, but I just wanted to say it was an honor to meet Pierre Robert for the Philly Pops concert. I'm so happy you loved the performance. Great morning.
Next message.
Hi, Ernie. Hey, I'm glad we made the third date. However, why are you still wearing the same clothes you wore for our first and second date, you crazy bitch? I love you.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.